Well, we shall see what happens, what the announcement is this afternoon, if there is any progress, sufficient progress, as you say, the words of the European Union, what they require. Thank you so much for joining us. Hugh Bennett is Deputy Editor of Brexit Central. Thank you very much indeed for that. Well, no doubt there may be some developments during the next 3 hours while Mr. John Holmes is on air taking you through the afternoon.
Naturally, we will keep you up to speed on everything Brexit, should there be a breakthrough. One way or the other. But it's a big Brexit day. It's a big Brexit day.
But
every day is a big Brexit day, and therefore boring. So unless anything really interesting happens, I'm just going
to
ignore it.
Well, we might find out what, you know, Jean-Claude Juncker has had to drink.
That could, yes. We don't know about
that. That might take up all 3 hours of the show.
Yeah. Yeah, we could just match him drink for drink.
Oh, good luck with that. Yeah. You'll be taken off air.
Best before dates are being ignored.
Yeah, mostly for radio presenters, I find.
Absolutely right. And
Dude, are you a stickler? I have a relative. I'm not going to name her if she's listening, but I have a relative who genuinely will go in to, you know, take a pot of jam, covered in mould, scrape off the mould, and they go, it's perfectly fine.
Of course it's fine.
Oh, God.
Of course it's fine.
No,
unless
I can't
it smells
go that far.
Or tastes bad. And you can always test it.
Or has mould on it.
Mould, cheese has mould on it. It's perfectly edible.
Okay, note to self, never go to John Holmes's for dinner. What else is coming up on your show?
That's a shame, because I was going to foist all the mouldy food on you. kids taking on Saturday jobs. They're not doing
yeah,
it anymore.
I know
they're not
lazy
doing it anymore.
Sods.
Exactly, all lazy, aren't they? We all did it.
What was your best Saturday job?
I would say working... well, I didn't really have one. I worked in the co-op. Which also ties into the other story, because they're the one with the best before dates.
Mine was chopping onions in a burger takeaway.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you smelled bad.
I did smell bad. And then I chopped the onions. Anyway, that's what's coming up on Talk Radio after 1 o'clock. Usual nonsense. Usual style and stuff. Anyway, it's Talk Radio from 1 o'clock. I'm back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Count down to your most switched-on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always
and smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload,
class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techno-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan Finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
It ruddy is as well. Good afternoon. It's a Monday. I'm John Holmes. It's just after 1 o'clock. Here's Alex Dibble. Dibble with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, best before decision goes down well. Toys R Us explains cutbacks. An investigation into X Factor episode.
Talk Radio.
A supermarket's decision to sell food beyond its best before date has been welcomed by campaigners against waste. Products like pasta and tinned goods will be reduced to just 10p at the East of England Co-op. Helen White's charity Wrap aims to tackle food waste. She's been speaking to Talk Radio.
It's a retailer taking a bold move, and it's good for us as consumers, I guess, as well. We all like to make the most of a bargain. It means we can pick up some 10p pasta.
Toys R Us insists it needs to transform to meet today's market as it confirmed plans to close at least 26 of its stores in the UK. It puts 800 jobs at risk. It's hoped a Brexit deal can be agreed today, which will include a special situation for Ireland. Theresa May is meeting European politicians for lunch. MEP Philippe Lambert, who's on the EU's Brexit steering committee, says both sides want the best outcome.
We have a lot to lose. You know, there's nothing better than membership. So we know that withdrawal will be a lose-lose game. Yes, the United Kingdom stands to lose, but also the EU27, let's face it. So what we should do now is limit the damage.
The police match commander on the day of the Hillsborough disaster is to get funding to fight possible prosecution on charges of gross negligence manslaughter. A judge has made an order that the former chief superintendent David Duckenfield qualifies for legal representation for High Court proceedings. Thousands of premature deaths will be avoided if walking and cycling targets are met in England and Scotland. That's according to a study by a transport charity. Sustrans says its research is the first to reveal the health and the financial benefits of improving air quality by reducing the number of journeys made by vehicles on the road. And X Factor is under investigation over a possible breach of product placement rules. Broadcasting watchdog Ofcom's looking into an episode in October during which a Three mobile phone was shown in several shots involving Sharon Osbourne and Louis Walsh.
Right. I also went out straight out, having watched it the weekend, and bought a Dermot O'Leary.
Did you?
Yeah. Bargain. 10p. Past is used by. On the shelf, 10p, a Dermot O'Leary. The only reason I bought it was because it was advertised on the X Factor. Blatantly, actually, to my mind.
Well, you know, product placement has never been more blatant than that, has it?
Than buying a Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah.
In fact, I got a Dermot O'Leary for all of my relatives for Christmas. Everyone's going to get a Dermot O'Leary this year.
And it's good because, you know, if you tried to buy one, 10 years ago, would have set you back.
Very expensive. I mean, thousands back then.
Yeah.
But much cheaper now. Also, the company you mentioned in your news there, Alex Dibble.
Toys R Us.
No. The Sustrans.
Yes.
Yes. Are a transport company.
Yeah.
But in the current climate.
Yeah.
Should probably think about changing their name from Sustrans, because that will probably be objected to by a community. Because it's giving the wrong message. It's a transport company.
Yeah.
And the trans community might think it's trans.
Oh,
it's
I see what you mean.
It's confusing, isn't it?
I mean, until you said that.
Yeah.
I have to be honest, I hadn't thought about that.
I'm always thinking ahead.
But now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Yes, it does throw a cat amongst the pigeons.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? It's the same with Transformers. I think you have to call them Robot Formers now, I think. It's very complex. Very complex. Alex Dibble with us throughout the afternoon. Are you with us? Do you know you wrote to this week? Are you the new Victoria?
I am you for today and Friday.
Yes.
And in between.
Yeah, who's in the Dibble sandwich?
Toby Gillet.
No, it's Victoria, isn't it?
The other Victoria?
Victoria Derbyshire.
Right, okay, good. Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it is Victoria Lawrence. Yeah. I can't remember.
Victoria Sponge. Anyway, Alex is with us this afternoon, and who doesn't like a bit of Dibble on a Monday?
Dibble.
Thank you. And now here he is with the weather. The weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A mix of sunshine and clouds, mostly dry with highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. And who's doing the sport now?
Toby Gillet.
With his pretty cool...
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade goes. Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. England's best session of the Ashes so far has given them faint hope that the second test is rescuable in Adelaide. They were bowled out for just 227, but after Australia decided against enforcing the follow-on, the hosts were reduced to 53 for 4 by stumps. That's a lead of 268. Meanwhile, after Alex Hales was absolved of any responsibility for an incident in Bristol in September, the England and Wales Cricket Board says it will now consider the batsman for England's selection once again. And F1 driver Robert Kubica says he's ready to return to driving. The pole could drive for Williams next season. It's 7 years since a rallying accident left him with career-changing injuries. Finally, there's criticism for FA Chief Executive Martin Glenn after he confirmed boss Gareth Southgate will remain England manager no matter how they do at the World Cup next year. They face a seemingly favourable group with Belgium, Panama and Tunisia their opponents. That's your latest sports news powered by
Talk Sport. Toby Gillet there. Thank you very much indeed. They call it, he's a Gillet. He's got no arms. So this is the...
Yes, he does.
A Monday programme, and well, let's get on with it.
Talk Radio.
Supercon! Defender of the Galaxy! Complete with disc cannons and realistic sounding jetpack! Order the new must-have Christmas toy today for a web exclusive of $199.
Defender of the
You know what? I can't do this anymore. It's all a scam. If you order me, you'll get nothing. When paying for presents online, before you pay, look for the padlock and check that the seller is genuine. Don't get scammed by a fake site.
Defeat online fraudsters this Christmas. Barclays, let's go forward.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Gone straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am him! If you're just joining us, well, you've missed a radio station that
revealed a tab of acid.
The police seem very sure, Robert, don't they? A moment of genius.
Chris Hughes from Love Island.
Yeah. Just a wedge.
It was Wrexham-based Mineral News.
But today, I am getting married to people who don't like Birmingham.
Yay.
Take the nuts away.
I hate the National Union of Students.
They are the words of far-right cat Cornelius Mendes.
Well, he's a bit of a gay icon.
Vociferous, if nothing else. Busty tube. Do you hate...
Siren Cessna.
Oh. I deny the allegation.
Window, door or flap.
Jacob Rees-Mogg told us...
Joy, who did the murder?
Oh, it certainly wasn't me.
Apparently she's hoping to launch a multi-pronged attack on
TalkSport, who are all thick.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon then, and welcome along. Welcome to you as we now throw open the door, window or flap on today's metaphorical radio advent calendar to see what's behind it. Oh, look! Oh, look! Oh, look! Oh, look at that! It's a three-hour news-led entertainment Christmas spectacular. Although the only real nod to Christmas, so it's still a little bit early really, is me saying the word Christmas just then. And I'll be honest, there's very little that's spectacular about it, in all honesty. I mean, there's a few bits that are quite good, but you'd have to have a pretty loose definition of the word spectacular to agree that. So, what's on today then? Well, there's been much controversy, of course, as you've probably seen this, as usual, on social media over the weekend. The latest advertiser with a national newspaper to come under fire from some snowflakey action group. This time, it's Pizza Hut, who've outrageously done a commercial promotion with a newspaper. And the people who don't read that newspaper anyway have complained about it on social media, as you'd expect. So Pizza Hut, this is the company in question, like Paper Chase just a couple of weeks ago, have now apologised. Pizza Hut have apologised for taking out an advert in a newspaper that some people didn't like. And they've apologised rather than grow a pair of dough balls. I mean, let's be honest, this kind of thing, this whole tie-in promotion stuff, I mean, it happens with newspapers all of the time, doesn't it? And yes, I mean, yesterday, I don't know if you saw the headline on The Sun on Sunday. £95 nail bomb kit on Amazon. Now, I didn't read the details, but that's a pretty good offer. I I'm not sure where bombs come in this year's top-selling Christmas gift list, but actually, I've got it here, so I can have a look. Yeah, number one, and this is the best-selling Christmas gift list at the moment, a roaring tiger. Number two...
Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah. No, that's number four.
All right.
Two, Nerf blaster.
Right.
Three, nail bomb. That's the order. So the gun at number two, In a Dangerous Wild Animal at number one, and Dermot O'Leary at number four. We shouldn't really be surprised that nail bombs are off Amazon are in at number three on the gift list. Actually, I remember. I'm old enough to remember back when Tom Jones's sex bomb was top five, actually. Sex bombs are horrible. You do not want to know what they shower people with. So, hello, welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's a Monday one, as I'm sure by now you're only too aware. 4th of December, and here's what we're offering today in our special promotion of half-assed radio features. Okay, here we go. Headline Hijack is on the way. Your chance to make up a news story. In this hour of the programme, there's one reason for doing it, and that's to confuse those people not really paying attention to this bit of the programme and really sort of tuning back in again with their brains at 2 o'clock. They hear the news. It comes out of Alex Dibble. Here's Alex Dibble.
Hello.
There he is. He will say the news. You will believe him, for he is the voice of authority. However, he will also say a news lie made up by you. And here's how to send it to us, because it's your lie that we want. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll also take a diversity paper review. Tara's in today. Tara's going to be going through the papers for us, and she is Jewish. It's our way of bringing in all the diversities into broadcasting. We're going to be talking Saturday jobs from the news. We're going to be talking best before dates on food from the news. We've got work experience punditry as Jack. Our work experience reviews the weekend's television for you. There's the big debate at three. All the current affairs analysed through Japanese poetry. Of course it is. It's the news in haiku. We will take all your reactions and your opinions, should you have them. The usual methods of communication apply. We were also out over the weekend shoving our microphones into the faces of drunk people in the street as they fell out of pubs and clubs and bars. Vox Pops out on the streets, but with alcohol. It's Alco Vox Pops. On the way on the show today. And in the news, of course, you'll have seen this. Much ado about money for charities making its way into the hands of jihadis. It's the subject of a panorama investigation on BBC One tonight. It's in a lot of the papers today. And, of course, the Brexit deal is also in the news. So what better way to celebrate both than to bring you a game of band or financial jargon? Is it the name of a band or is it some impenetrable financial jargon? You decide. In a game of band or financial jargon, here's the number to play against Cornelius. 0344... 499 1000, 0344 499 1000. If you call that now, Chloe will answer the telephones and you can say hello to her and congratulate her on her marriage, and then she'll call you back and you can play the game, or you can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's right. Alex Dibble has the news today.
Oh, sorry, I was just leaving.
I know.
I was literally just... Is that... Did you do that on purpose?
Sorry, I'd just given him the thumbs up to leave. I forgot you did. Because you already spoken to him once.
Alex Dibble's got the news today.
Hello!
Chloe's producing.
Yeah!
Chloe's on the buttons.
Yeah!
Double money for Chloe.
Yeah.
Cornelius.
John,
you survived your birthday weekend.
I did, thank you.
I just heard tell that you were a mess. Is that accurate?
Who said that?
Just tell.
No. I
tell Terry from the office. Tell in the office that you were a mess.
Well, I wouldn't trust him.
No,
John, my birthday is a thing of a past.
Yeah.
How can you even bring that up on extraordinary what? Work team recognition day?
Is it?
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah. Would you like to wish me and Chloe anything? For extraordinary work team recognition day.
Well, actually, it does fit with you two because I'll tell you why. Because you two are extraordinary. I mean, you're so ordinary.
Thank you.
That I'd say you are extra ordinary. Just to the nth degree, yeah. So there you go, that's what's coming up on the show, among other things, of course. So welcome along. But you know that we must start with some music. To get us into today's big story, you can try and figure out what the story is from the clues in the song. Play along at home, or in your office, or wherever you happen to be. Just a bit of fun, no prizes. How does today's song link to today's big story? Cornelius is playing along in here. See if you can work it out from this. System of a Down. I cry when angels deserve to Chop Suey. Played on the radio on a talk radio station. I was barely even allowed to play that on a music radio breakfast show that I used to do. Because the big boss just thought it was too frightening.
When angels deserve to This is a frightening bit.
Yeah. What a tune. System of a Down, Chop Suey. But why does it link to today's big story, and how? That's what you've been trying to work out. Cornelius has been giving it a crack in here. Cornelius, then, why does Chop Suey's System of a Down's Chop Suey link to today's big story?
Systems, John.
Good.
Is a system down? Is it the Brexit talks? They're close to a breakthrough, but the system could still break down.
It's a very slow system.
Yeah, it is.
It's not that, no. Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to give you a clue.
Is someone being sued?
No, it's not that. It is around the title of the song rather than the band.
Chops. A lamb chops in the news.
No, it's called Chop Suey.
Chop Suey, which is a dish, isn't it?
Which is a...
I don't know, where is it from?
What is it?
Take food, noodles?
Back up.
Takeaway
no.
food.
No, but...
Food.
Yes!
Well, I knew that, yeah.
And food's in the news because okay, best before right. dates are being ignored.
Well, that could have been anything, really, couldn't it?
By the Co-op Bank. Co-op Bank? No, the Co-op Supermarket. I mean, the chances are the Co-op Bank are ignoring best before dates as well because it's not really in their remit.
Co-op Food Banks.
That'll do. They are, for the first time, going to ignore best before dates and sell food past that in order to reduce food waste. And they're going to sell it cheap, 10p a go, only for sort of food that's non-perishable. So is this a good idea? Will other supermarkets follow suit? Let's talk about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
In a world where everything you know is wrong.
What are you doing?
I'm making an advert for the new series, The Grand Tour.
Well, why are you doing that voice?
Well, it's the American movie trailer voice. It makes things sound more exciting.
Go on, then.
One man.
Well, three men.
When your only fear is fear.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
When your life is on the line.
I just hurt my knee.
In a time of change.
How about when your colleague is a...
The Grand Tour, Season 2. Stream on Amazon Prime from Friday, 8th of December.
At John Lewis, we'll help you find the perfect gift this Christmas. Our expert partners are always on hand with thoughtful tips and advice, whether you're searching for that special gift or just a little stocking filler. Plus, until Sunday, you can earn double points when you spend on your partnership card, so thoughtful gifts for them can mean a well-deserved treat for you. Terms and conditions apply. Partnership card representative 18.9% APR variable. Credit subject to status. You must be over 18 to apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited. Points convert to vouchers. Minimum spend apply.
Izzy?
Mark, hi.
They want 1,000 of the red dress, 50 now, with pictures.
That's wonderful, but not sure I've got 50 in stock. I'll get Carr on conference. Mark?
Yeah?
We've got them. Uploading the pictures now. You got your tablet?
Yeah, looking now. Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles and tablets to improve customer service. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a SlimFix 6-piece electric screwdriver set for just $19.99, or a Unilight LED compact headlight for only $7.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M18 in South Yorkshire has long delays on the northbound side between junctions 1 and 2, heading up towards the A1M after an accident earlier near Bramley. In Manchester, the M60 is crawling clockwise between junctions 10 and 11 towards Barton after a breakdown earlier. In the West Midlands, the M5 is slow moving northbound between junctions 2 and 1, heading up towards West Bromwich because a car's broken down in the roadworks. And in Gloucestershire, the A417 is completely blocked in both directions between Maysmore and Hartbury because of an accident. I'm Alan Joy.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's a Monday one, and we need to talk about one of today's big stories. Abby's been on, by the way. Thanks for playing System of a Down on the radio. It made my miserable Monday far better. You're welcome, Abby. But of course, a chop suey, food, glorious food, isn't it? Food, glorious food, hot... While we're in the mood... Something from the musical Oliver. That's a song about food and how glorious it is, although I imagine that song is banned now. Due to it encouraging obesity, plus, of course, the food, especially that was once alive, like a sausage mentioned in that, was presumably turned into a sausage without consent. It's confusing. But today comes their good food news. The Co-op will become the first retailer to sell food beyond its best before date in a bid to cut food waste. There are 7.3 million tonnes. 7.3 million tonnes of food that is perfectly edible but gets thrown away each year, according to the Food Standards Agency. 7.3 million tonnes, which in 2017 is equivalent to just three obese children. Pasta, crisps, tin goods, not perishables, will all be on sale in the co-op for 10 pence. Because finally, the food retail industry has caught up with what the rest of us kind of knew anyway. Use by, don't eat it. After the date. Best before, probably fine, eat it all. That's basically the gist of it. So this is a bold move. It's been hailed as a brave stance by a lot of the industry today. But let's ask Tessa Cook. That's an appropriate name, isn't it? Co-founder of Olio, the Food Revolution. Good afternoon, Tessa.
Good afternoon.
I love that you work in food and are called Cook for a start.
It's very appropriate.
This is a good thing. So we're welcoming this, are we?
This is absolutely fantastic news. As you said, it's just plain common sense and it's long overdue. We've been throwing away perfectly good, delicious food for years and it's time for that to stop.
Why did we begin to throw it away in the first place? If you and I, and indeed the consumer, have kind of known this anyway, why did it take supermarkets so long to catch on to it?
I think we've just been too concerned and caught up about dates. And rather than just using common sense and our senses, for millions of years, we've been judging whether food is fit to eat or not ourselves. But in recent years, I think we've all just become a bit timid and just following dates when we don't really need to be, in particular when it comes to best before dates. Obviously, as you said, a use-by date is an extremely important date.
Yeah.
That's about health and safety. But the best before date, things like rice, pasta, these things just don't go off.
No, exactly. So why were the best before dates there in the first place? It's a sort of, I guess, literally it means it could be slightly better before, but
it was for the manufacturers. They wanted to ensure that if they're going to all the effort to make this food and to distribute it and to brand it and promote it, that their customers enjoyed it when it was actually at its optimum.
Yeah.
And so they had to pick a date that defined its optimum. But when you've got products with extremely long shelf lives, like cereals, pastas, biscuits, crisps, etc., selecting a single date to be its optimum date does seem a bit arbitrary.
Yeah, and then certainly with tinned goods as well, because, you know, we still, you know, tinned food, should it not be dented or you know, pierced or whatever, lasts a bloody long time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
And what's the thought? So the co-op have taken this stance. What made them, out of all of the supermarkets, go for it first?
I think they've got just very enlightened people leading the organisation. It's fair to say that the retail industry as a whole is really taking a good long look at the problem of food waste, because we are now waking up to the fact that here in the UK we throw away a third of all the food we produce, which is clearly bonkers, but it's even worse when we know that in this country we have 8 million people who are struggling to put enough food on the table. And 4 million of those people regularly go a day without eating. So it's absolute madness that we are throwing away enormous quantities of food whilst we have so many people going hungry. And then also the environmental impact of food waste is absolutely shocking. So food waste is the third largest source of greenhouse gas emissions after the USA and China.
Right, okay. And in terms of talking about people who can't afford food and stuff, and we hear a lot about food banks these days, of course, as well.
Yeah.
Is there a sort of tradition of this stuff going to help food banks at all, or is that yet to come?
Well, a lot of the retailers have been doing very good work with the charitable sector, trying to redistribute as much of their food as possible to people who need it. The reality is, though, that actually we are throwing away such large quantities of food that sadly some of it doesn't get to where it needs to be.
Right, and the other supermarkets then are watching this keenly, presumably. Are we going to see this industry-wide?
I would very much like to see this step followed by the broader industry, yes.
And what is it that Olio do, Tessa, exactly?
So we are an app also tackling the problem of food waste. We're really focused on food waste in the home. So we've had a lot of talk today about how much food is thrown away by retailers, but it might shock you to hear that actually here in the UK, 70% of all the food we throw away is thrown away by us in our homes, in comparison to 2% is thrown away by retailers and the retail stores. So actually, hopefully one of the main messages from today's news will encourage all of us to take a good look at the dates on our products and actually not throw those away.
I mean, I don't throw anything away, if I'm honest. I mean, you know, even, I mean, I'd probably break the health and safety things by going, if I go used by and I go, well, it smells all right, I think it'll probably be fine.
I'm also in that camp, but sadly, the average UK family throws away 700 quid's worth of food each year.
That's staggering, isn't it?
Yeah, and that adds up to £13 billion sterling. So really, it just, yeah, we're throwing perfectly good money in the bin, and our app solves that problem. So if you've got some food, perhaps you're going on a diet, you're going on holiday, you're a keen gardener, you've over-catered for a party, you just take a photo of any food that you don't want, you add it to Olio. Neighbours who live nearby get an alert. They can then browse the listings, request what they want, and then via private messaging, you arrange the pickup.
Wow.
And most of the picking up is just a neighbour popping across the road or around the corner to come pick it up from your doorstep.
Yeah, could you sell it to them? Is that possible?
No, everything on Olio is available for free.
Right.
If you want, you can raise money for a charity, but 95% of the food that we see being shared on Olio is being shared neighbour to neighbour for free. And people are just really enjoying getting to feel like they're part of their community. It's fun, it's easy, and they're doing something incredibly positive, sharing that food with someone who wants it or maybe even needs it.
I'll be honest with you, I think my neighbours go through our bins anyway. For my... Tessa, thank you very much indeed. Co-founder of Olio there, the app that does exactly what she just said. O-L-I-O, if you want the spelling of that. Talking about the news today that the Co-op are ignoring best before dates and not best before time either, which means you can pick up these goods, pasta, biscuits, tin stuff, as all we mentioned, for 10p. So they're not even doing it for profit. They're just kind of doing it to cover the cost. And other supermarkets could be following suit. Anyway, more news anon, for Alex Dibble is with us. After him, we'll bring you today's headline hijack. Of course, your chance. The lines remain open to make up a news story yourself and hear Alex Dibble say it with his actual news mouth in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Plus, we'll be going through the papers with a diversity today. It's a Jewish one, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon, 1:33. Here's Alex.
Talk Radio. The Irish Foreign Minister claims the boundary between Northern Ireland and the Republic will look like it does today after Brexit with no border. The issue needs to be sorted before Brexit negotiations can move on to trade. The UK government's believed to be confident that the DUP will support the deal. Police are trying to track down two people after a teenager was attacked on a train and forced to apologise for being gay. The 19-year-old was placed in a headlock and strangled until he eventually did what they said. Labour's joined calls for a new driving test to be suspended as examiners go on strike. Members of the PCS union have walked out for 48 hours from today, arguing they have to work longer for no extra money. The Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency disputes that. Leslie Young is their chief examiner.
There has been a very low turnout in support of that strike. This is about working conditions, mainly travel time, and has nothing to do with this driving test. It's just that they've chosen to use this to publicise their cause.
The landfill search for missing RAF gunner Corey McCaig is expected to finish by Christmas. Mr. McCaig was 23 when he was last seen walking through Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk in September last year. It's thought he may have climbed into a waste bin and was taken away by a bin lorry. And campaigners against food waste are celebrating this afternoon after a supermarket became the first in the UK to sell products after their best before date. The East of England Co-op says it's aiming to reduce more than 50,000 edible items being thrown away every year. The weather mainly cloudy and dry.
I just said all that. That news story we just did. I just could have saved you a little bit of time. That's all I'm saying. Just try and help.
So I did another one.
Have you got another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Nationwide's online and mobile banking services are now working normally again after problems earlier. The lenders blamed a technical issue and apologised to customers who were unable to access their accounts. The weather mainly cloudy and dry with a few sunny spells. Today's high 11 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Victoria would never have done that.
No, she wouldn't. She's
You had a spare.
Well, yeah, you know.
That's very good.
You have to have contingency plans for these things.
As just proved.
Well, exactly.
That's very good. Very good. Look at Dibble. Yeah.
Professional.
Exactly. Yeah. My word, exactly, Alex.
Unlike the previous incumbent of the chair.
Precisely. Neither did you tell me off for being 3 minutes late for the news.
Well, I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Right, Dibble with us throughout the afternoon. Of course, he'll bring you bonus news. Bonus news, Dibble.
Woo!
at 3:30 today. I think it's vegetable news today.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting a thumbs up there from Chloe. All right, okay, so headline hijack's on the way. It's 25 to 2.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Hello, it's me, Paul Ross, and there follows an official apology. For the last few weeks, I've been labouring under the misapprehension that my co-host was Carol Malone. I was wrong. It's somebody completely different.
Sorry, I'm ever so sorry. That's not Edwina Curry, is it? Who's that on the phone with me?
What's Carol Malone? What?
I'm so sorry.
What's all right? Who did you think it was?
Edwina Curry.
Now, Stephen, I'm a bit upset now.
And so will Edwina Curry be upset? So now we know. Join Edwina Curry and me, John Major, on the next Full Set Breakfast.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you know how it work. All you need to do is make up a news story and send it to us. And you could find it said as fact in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. That's it. It's that simple. Just a couple of lines all you need. A paragraph at most. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
I don't really want to know.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in?
This one is from Sean, who says warnings have been issued after a number of Christmas tree decorating injuries meant that A&E units across the country were overrun. This was over the weekend. People stepping on and shattering baubles, trees falling onto people, and one incident leading to confusion over the term put the tree up meant a six-footer had to be extracted from a man.
Was it decorated when it went up, or...?
I don't know.
OK.
Apparently everyone's calling him Angel now.
Yeah. Better than the alternative.
Did you put your tree up?
No.
You haven't put your tree up?
No, not yet.
Oh, why not?
I don't know.
You know, I know someone who puts their tree up on Christmas Eve.
That's stupid.
I know,
I wouldn't go that
it?
Far.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a Christmassy thing to do.
Yeah.
What you should do in that... Because you need Christmas to arrive earlier than that.
Mm.
What you should do is put the tree up around about now. That's fine. Take it down again and then put it back up on Christmas Eve to make it extra Christmassy. So I would agree that putting a Christmas tree up on Christmas Eve is Christmassy. Or get a second tree.
Yeah. Or how about this? Advent calendar behind each one. A decoration behind each window, and so you start off at the start of December with a plain tree, and then just one day you add an extra decoration.
That's just going to be 24 baubles. That's not enough.
No, it's a good small tree.
It's not enough, is it? Have you put yours up yet?
Yeah, me and producer Dave put our tree up yesterday, actually.
Right.
Well,
what have you just hung some tinsel on your clothes there?
No, it's an actual tree that I bought last year, and it becomes pre-decorated.
Oh my god, that's
which
the
very much takes
you might as well
the
just,
shine out. Of it.
It really does. Where's the ceremony of decorating a tree?
Just
take it out of a box. Done.
Putting up a pole and then just opening it up, and that's
it. Shocking.
I did. I put. We've gone for a little Paddington ornament that I was given for my birthday is on the top of it,
right.
Which is very nice.
So Paddington on top of the tree.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Very nice.
All
I
right.
think it's a pro immigration tree.
Good. Very good. Yeah. Time magazine has today, speaking of Christmas, released its naughty list for the year. To be passed on to Father Christmas later on today. Topping the list, have a guess. Santa's naughty list. It's Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Then Robert Mugabe, then Harvey Weinstein, and then Stephen Mulhern in a shock.
No.
Yeah, apparently.
Not Steve Wright. I like Stephen. We've discussed this before.
Stephen Mulhern. I don't know why he's in that list.
He is brilliant.
Is he a warlord?
No, he's not.
Stephen Mulhern from ITV?
No.
Guilty of war crimes?
No,
like
he's a magician.
Garby.
No, he's definitely not. He's a magician.
Has he tweeted hate videos?
No, he hasn't.
Right, why is he in the naughty list?
I don't know. Just maybe it's a put him on.
Typo. Don't know. Anyway, we both the presenters, producers, and management of Talk Radio would like to distance themselves from any notion that Donald Trump, Robert Mugabe, Harvey Weinstein, and Stephen Mulhern are in the same bit of Venn diagram. Three of them are. So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've got a diversity paper review on the way. That's right, going through the papers. That's what we do each and every day, but we do it with a different diversity. Tara's in today, and she's Jewish. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow. These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
At Morrison's, selected 1 litre bottles of spirits are £15 each. Choose from Smirnoff, Famous Grouse, Gordon's, Bacardi, and many more. Christmas. Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores while stocks last. Max 3 excludes online. Please drink responsibly.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics. A Verizon company.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer, Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7am to 8pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, a couple of car fires have been causing problems on the M42 in Warwickshire. Northbound is slow after restrictions at Junction 10 for Tamworth. And a separate car fire on the southbound side has been causing problems between Junctions 8 and 7 between the M6 and the Coleshill interchange. Now, there's a breakdown on the M6 in the West Midlands. It's southbound between Junctions 6 and 5 heading towards Castle Bromwich, blocking a lane. And in Manchester, the M60 is queuing clockwise from Junction 10 for the Trafford Centre to 14 at the East Lancashire Road because of an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
Oh, nice paper, snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well. No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And quarter to two. I don't know why I did that. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. There's a lot going on today. Of course, we've just been talking. Papers before we even properly look at the papers. We've just been talking about the fact that the co-op in East Anglia, 125 branches, have decided to ignore best before dates on food. It's been welcomed by the food industry, of course, because food waste, 7.3 million tonnes a year is food waste. And that's just in shops, I think. I mean, we were talking about how much you waste in your house. Anyway, that's in the news. Catalan minister, sorry, I've just had a bit of late lunch. So I ate an egg. I had a bit. So I've just got a bit of an egg.
I can't talk. I'm tackling some salad.
Yeah, you're tackling salad. I'm tackling an egg.
Yeah.
So we missed time.
Tara, present the show.
Yeah.
You've not introduced me yet. Very confusing.
Well, if you're the presenter, you get to introduce yourself.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm Tara. I'm Jewish. I'm here for the diversity review.
Great, but before she does that, we do need to bring you, of course, current affairs analysed in the only way we know how. As I say, there's a hell of a lot going on. The Catalan leaders who were imprisoned for sedition are released on bail, pending trials and so forth. Brexit, Theresa May's in Brexit, to trying to make progress to move it all on to the second round. The sticking point seems to still be the Irish border. There's a lot going on, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. No, or your mouth around that salad, it seems. But don't worry, we are here to help, as ever. By taking the news and analysing using short form oriental verse. It's Japanese poetry, it's the news in haikus.
Farage defends Trump's. Tweets Nazis tend to stick up for other Nazis.
In haiku. Right then, as Tara correctly said, she is joining us for today's diversity paper review. It is the newspapers gone through, reviewed, analysed in depth, not through Japanese poetry, but through the eyes and mouth of a diversity, because it makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. It's a huge issue, representing minorities and other people in the media, and we like to do our bit, and we do so every single day. And reminders of yours again.
Jewish.
Yes. And what have you been looking at today, Tara?
I've been looking at the Daily Express.
Yep.
Which says skin hangovers last 28 days.
Skin
hangovers. So it's different to obviously getting fat from alcohol. This is about skin aging, which is a skin hangover.
Is it?
Yeah. So right. Immediately after you drink.
I didn't know.
So if you drink over 14 units of alcohol, that immediately will cause danger to your skin.
Yeah.
And you'll get spots and other bad things.
Yeah.
You'll just age.
I mean,
you'll age.
We knew this, didn't we, already about alcohol? Didn't we know this?
Bring a story, every time I come in, you say, well, we knew that.
I mean, not your fault.
It's like a practical joke.
Yeah, not your fault. The papers have chosen to state the bleeding
obvious.
We're
just very wise.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think the key thing about the story is, I think we know this already, but for men, their skin can cope with the effects more quickly. But for women, because I always, after I've been drinking quite a lot, I will get like really bad spots.
Right.
I've got very sensitive. I get spots a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I've got really bad acne.
Well, I see you around here. I've not noticed that.
I'll point them out to you next time.
Well, don't. But I'll take your word for it. Draw a line around them. Sort of circle around them or something. An arrow. Just go, see?
Yeah. Proud of my skin.
Okay.
It's good. Fine.
Do you have to drink a lot for that to happen, though?
Well, what's 14? I never can work out units. What's
a glass
14
of wine's
units?
Like 2 units, is it now? Two.
That's loads then. Yeah, you have to drink
now, as if it's gone up with inflation.
Isn't that how it works?
No.
Before the budget, I'm sure it was less.
Well, I thought because you know we were talking about doing Dry January.
Yeah.
Earlier, so I want to do Dry January. And one of the reasons is to make my skin better.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. A lot of people do it, and it's easier, I suppose, when there's a whole group of people doing it. Because a lot of people in workplaces do the Dry January thing, because Christmas is a bit of an onslaught in drinking terms.
Mm. Yeah, is that? Well, I don't. What's Dry January for? Is it just to like, you know, to?
It's a detox.
Is it just? Yeah. Is it because it just to detox, Yeah. Or is it like for a charity?
Like Movember?
It's run by Alcohol Concern.
Oh, okay.
I believe they've come up with it.
Yeah, it's to raise money to buy drinks later in the year. Is that it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it funds the Christmas party for the next year.
I think that's how it works. Something like that. But yeah, basically, alcohol bad for you.
Yeah.
Bad for everything.
I've always
skin.
Wanted to do it, and I think this year's a good year.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, next year.
You're pre-toxin, aren't you, John?
I've cut right down on the drinking.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I sort of got to the point where I was thinking, I thought I was drinking a little, you know, you can just tell, you sort of go, I've probably drunk a bit too much. So I just stopped. And I stopped now for 3 weeks, more or less.
You've nearly done a month.
Yeah.
Like dry January.
Yeah. That's why it's no biggie. So that's why when people do dry, I'm doing dry January, I'll go here easy.
Have you noticed, what are the effects?
I feel much better than I did before. It's the main effect to it. I lost a little bit of weight, but mainly I feel much better.
You're looking very, very well.
Thanks, Tari. I know you're just saying that. But I think that's. But pre-toxing, we were talking about this.
Yeah, it was in the papers last week.
I didn't even know it was a thing, but according to what you're pre-toxing,
I saw it in the papers last week and we didn't discuss it because I basically glazed over it. But then I realised John was doing it.
And there's a term for pre-toxing.
Apparently, lots of people are doing it before Christmas. I think it was more of a November story, so last week.
Yeah.
So I think we're into the Christmas party season now.
He's getting there. I mean, I'm not. But no, I know you had your birthday, of course, at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Which involved all-day drinking.
Yeah, December's a bit of a problem because, it's my birthday. It's Con's birthday.
Yeah.
Not that we've known each other for more than a year.
No.
But just looking ahead. Yeah. Then it's Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah,
when's your birthday?
And, 7th.
Okay.
Right.
I thought it might be today. I've got nervous.
Right, good. Okay, what else is in the papers, Tara?
Well, there's a danger that young drivers are racing to beat the sat-nav. So, they're playing a dangerous game of beat the sat-nav to get to destinations quicker.
Than the sat-nav tells you will. But hang on, but the sat-nav adjusts all of the time constantly.
That's the point.
So that's technically impossible.
Yeah, well...
No, but it's fun. It's a fun game. Again, this isn't a new story to me, because for years, since they've had the predicted time of the arrival, you've always tried to beat... Well, I don't drive, but I've been in cars where we've always gone... And, you know, and not just young people. Yeah. Again, it's another let's attack the young people story. But, lots of families.
But I don't know how you can do it. I mean, my sat nav.
Well, no, you just... As soon as the clock goes forward a minute, you're just like, great. And then you've got a new target to try and beat.
Yeah, but you'll never beat it because it will automatically adjust to the arrival time that you get there. That's how it works.
Yeah, I know. But stop being annoying.
What do you mean?
The game
it's
is to try and...
Game.
No, it's not. You're trying to make the... I mean, don't, because it's dangerous, maybe. You're trying to make the clock, your arrival time, as early as possible.
Oh, right, okay.
So you're not actually beating it. You're just at first... You said I was going to arrive at 20 past, but it's 18 past, isn't it?
Because I've just driven at 140 miles an hour on a B road, I'm a little bit quicker. I mean, yes, 80 people are dead, but whatever. I beat the sat nav. Don't do it, kids, is what we're saying there.
No, AA President Edmund King has said it's a dangerous and futile game.
It is, that's what I said.
It is futile,
thank you.
Isn't it?
He shouldn't be driving if he's an alcoholic.
Yeah. It's a different AA, Cornelius.
Oh,
it's
different.
Okay. Different
so
AA.
He's definitely not an alcoholic.
Let's be clear.
We should be clear about that.
I used to play Car Sardines. Did you ever play Sardines? It's like hide and seek.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's like Car hide and seek, basically.
Car
There'd be
hide and seek.
Three teams because there were like three people who had cars and then loads of people didn't have cars. So like four people in each car. It was also futile.
And unsafe.
Not dangerous. Well, I don't think so.
It depends how many people you've crammed into the footwell where the accelerator is.
Everyone had a seatbelt on.
All right, well, that's fine.
Really fun
well, that's not a very good game of sardines.
Playing when I was like 20.
How many people legally fit in a car? That's not sardines, is it?
No, one car hides and gives a clue, and then the other two cars, and you're in an area, so e.g. Finchley.
So it's car hide and seek, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the sardine? Well, I thought the sardines is where you're squashed. So do you have to six cars squashed in?
No. Is the rule of sardines is once you've seeked the person, you then hide with them,
exactly.
And then there's another seeker.
Exactly.
Oh, so the car had to hide by the car.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah. All right, fair enough.
So everyone just ended up parked.
In that case, I have never played sardines, but all right.
No, yeah.
That sounds. We once played car hide and seek when I was a student because my mate Johnny had a party, and he lived in a student house. But the guy he lived with had a car. It was a small car. I can't remember what it was. It might have been a Mini or something. It was a tiny car.
Yeah.
Anyway, we picked it up, loads of us, literally picked a car up and carried it away and hid it in a forest. It wasn't a heavy car. It was like an old Fiat, tiny Fiat. Sorry.
Can't do but, that now. Well, the engine's
25 people. The engine was... There was a, nothing in there. The engine was in the middle of the car. It was a tiny little brown car. And we just lifted it up between us and carried it away.
To the forest.
Yeah. And then he got really angry. I remember now. Yeah, and then we got it, went and got it back when he found it. We carried it back, obviously. But we put it in his driveway sideways so he couldn't get forwards or backwards. <'cause> Oh, the folly of youth.
That isn't futile.
No, that was funny.
Yeah,
that
was really
funny.
It
might be still there. Because I don't know how he would have got it out. And none of us helped.
It's rotting away.
Anyway, that's just one very quick in the paper.
Oh, yeah. So, a Father Christmas, who has been a Father Christmas for loads of years, he's been sacked because he's lost so much weight.
But Father Christmas is supposed to get the sack.
He's...
Santa's sack.
He's lost 11 stone, which I think is really good, but now he's lost his job because he was a helper.
He was one of Santa's helpers.
Yeah.
He can breathe better now, though. But he, again, he is not Santa this Christmas.
No, he can't be one of the helpers because he doesn't look like Father Christmas anymore.
No.
All right. Okay. Santa is fat, though, to be fair, isn't he? He's
a porker.
Yeah, I mean, he's in this day and age, perhaps leave some kale out for him at Christmas, not a pie, not a mince pie.
Yeah, needs to
lose a bit.
Tone it down a bit, yeah.
Anyway, just trying to help. Tara, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
And you are?
Jewish.
Yes. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be talking, we'll be talking news, of course. You may be aware that, Tara, did you have a Saturday job when you were growing up?
Yeah, I did. I worked in a popcorn stand. It was a posh one.
There we go. So, but a lot of people these days do not. We learn from today's news. Kids these days just don't have Saturday jobs. And partly it's academic pressure, but also because they're lazy gits. So we're going to be finding out all about that after the news at 2. What else is going to happen? Oh, yeah, we've got a game of band or financial jargon on the way. The big debate at 3 and work experience punditry as Jack goes through the television for us. Not, like, physically. I mean, just review some of it. But at 2 o'clock, which is imminent, cometh the news, cometh the made-up news story. It's headline hijack. Somebody's got their made-up nonsense into Alex Dibble's mouth today. The reason? To confuse the people not paying attention to this bit. Here's the name of today's hijacker, Cornelius.
Simon.
Is from?
Wembley.
Simon in Wembley. That falls to you. Hear your words said to the nation as though they were true. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion. Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success. Tomorrow night from 7 on The James Whale Show on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cashback and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus, your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 2. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Alex Dibble's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, finally, a Brexit breakthrough. Police car kills pedestrian and Sir Elton's tribute to his mum.
Talk Radio.
It looks like the UK and the European Union have struck a deal on the latest big sticking point in Brexit talks, the Irish border. The Foreign Minister in Dublin says an agreement means the boundary will look like it does today, with no return to hard checks. An MEP says the UK government's agreed a special situation for Ireland. Now, the Scottish National Party's Foreign Affairs spokesman, Stephen Gethins, says they will be watching carefully.
If a deal can be done for Northern Ireland, if there's some kind of way of looking at this, then there's no reason why we can't look at something for Scotland as well.
A pedestrian's been killed after being hit by a police car which was on a 999 call in North London. The man, thought to be in his 40s, was pronounced dead on a roadside in Haringey yesterday. The police watchdog's been deployed to gather evidence from the scene. A British man who's been acquitted of arms charges after spending 4 years in an Indian jail says his release has put him on cloud nine. Nick Dunn is one of six former soldiers known as the Chennai Six who were arrested while working as security guards on a ship to combat piracy in the Indian Ocean. He's now confident he'll be home this week and says he can't dwell on what's happened.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I'm upset of losing 4 years of my life. You know, all I was doing was just doing my job. But I've got to think of what the next 4 years of my life will be. And I tell you what, it's going to be a lot better than what I've just had to go through.
Toys R Us has confirmed it's planning to shut about 26 loss-making UK stores, costing up to 800 jobs. But the struggling retailer, which has also submitted proposals to restructure its debts, says all its branches will remain open over Christmas. And Sir Elton John says he's so sad and in shock following the death of his mother. The singer had recently got back in touch with Sheila Fairbrother after years of not talking.
Alex, thank you very much indeed for bringing us the news.
That's fine.
I suppose, you know, you're obliged to, so that's... Thank you for fulfilling that obligation. You'll be back, I know, at 3.30 with today's edition of Bonus News, which is... I think we're up to vegetable news. You're aware of Bonus News?
Yes,
of
I am
course
aware.
You know that the bulletins are shorter than they used to be.
Yeah.
The time needs to be made up. There's not enough space in your bulletins to bring all of the news.
No.
So we define it into its main categories. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, vegetable news.
Great.
Just to bring you up to speed there. That's what will be delivered to you at 3.30 this afternoon. And now, Toby now. No, weather. Weather?
Weather.
Weather is weather.
Talk
weather.
Radio, national weather.
Weather.
Mainly cloudy and dry with a few sunny spells. Today's high, 11 degrees.
Weather. Now here's Toby with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
The Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. England all-rounder Chris Wokes says they have put some pressure back on Australia after a solid final session gave them faint hope of rescuing the second Ashes test after day three. They were bowled out for 227 in Adelaide, but the tourists then reduced their host to 53 for four, a lead of 268.
We fought back well. You know, we've pushed Australia back tonight, which is obviously good to see. Obviously, we're behind in the game. I thought we bowled really well tonight and have put some pressure back on Australia.
Meanwhile, the ECB says batsman Alex Hales will now be considered for selection after being absolved of any responsibility for an incident in Bristol in September. Former Chelsea technical director Michael Emanalo has exclusively told Talk Sport the manager will continue taking the club from strength to strength. It follows some reports that the Blues boss was unhappy, especially after the Nigerian left last month. And Polish driver Robert Kubica says he is ready to get behind the F1 wheel again. It's 7 years since a rallying accident left him with what were described as career-changing injuries. Kubica's rumoured to be closing in on a return to Williams for next season. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And an animal charity are beginning a tour of the UK with a circus of humans being treated badly for animals' entertainment. It's to highlight the cause of animal cruelty still happening in the UK circus industry. The humans will be tasered, whilst a number of creatures, including rats, snakes, elephants and an octopus, will watch on. The circus will be visiting all UK major cities.
Thank you very much indeed. Alex Dibble there with the news and Toby with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's a Monday.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still to come then, on the programme today, this Monday programme that we're proffering to you. Work experience punditry, as I say. Jack is our work experience today. He's going to be going through televisual feasts. If you've missed it because it was crap and on Channel 5, chances are Jack will have watched it. He'll be along to talk us through it all. Just after half two. There's a big debate at three. Drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news as well. We went out and about over the weekend shoving microphones into the gobs of people who'd been drinking far too much to find out what they were slurring about current affairs. It's Alco Vox Pops and it is on the way. And we've got a game of band or financial jargon. If you would like to play that on the radio against Cornelius, hello Cornelius.
Hello.
Here's the number, 0344 499 1000. 0344 499 1000. Call that, Chloe will answer the phone. Tell her of your intention to play and we'll call you back at the relevant time. Talk Radio. In the afternoons.
I was living my life like a long lost weekend. Never felt nothing, jumping right into the deep end. I wasn't missing nothing that was ever worth getting. Never hung around enough to regret it. Keep walking in the neighbor just in time. In your mind, excuses with a chance in rhyme. Shoes and attitude were stacked way up high. I knew right then you were the story of my life. Oh, Saturday night came to Sunday.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, 9 minutes past the time. That is, of course, the noise of Bon Jovi. Saturday night gave me Sunday morning. And why would I be playing that? Well, let me tell you. It's all to do with Saturdays, of course. Not the Saturdays, not Vanessa, I don't know anything about music, the Saturday, the Saturday.
Don't get me started on that.
I know. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Chat for you there. But no, we learned today that fewer teenagers, school kids really, have Saturday jobs now than at any other time. It used to be a rite of passage, of course. Many notable people of a certain age had Saturday jobs. Some examples I looked at today. Andrew Garfield, the actor, Spider-Man actor Andrew Garfield, worked in Starbucks. Madonna worked in a Dunkin' Donut. Barack Obama had a Saturday job in a Baskin-Robbins ice cream parlour. And Damian Green, the UK's Deputy Prime Minister, worked in PC World before he was fired for looking at porn on all the computers. He denies it. But the kids today... If they want to look at porn, they do it on their phones at school. They simply don't seem to have the transition into the world of work temporary positions that used to be ubiquitous. Not even that long ago, I'd say. The number of school children with a part-time job has fallen by a fifth. I mean, I had one. I used to work in the Co-op supermarket in Attleborough, near Neaton. 3 hours after school, Thursday and Friday, 5 till 8, I think that was, and then all day on a Saturday. But it's all falling out of favour. But why? Well, let's ask Jeff Barton, General Secretary of the Association of School and College Leavers. He's on the line. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John.
So why, Jeff? Why are we seeing this? Is it academic pressure, or is it that just the jobs aren't there anymore?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of those, John, to be honest. I think this probably tells us something about children, their attitudes both to work and their attitudes in school. But it probably tells us also something about parents and what they expect their own children to do. And it probably tells us about employment and that employment itself has changed. Because if you look at one of the traditional jobs, like you, I worked in the Co-op, interestingly enough.
Oh,
but if I'd had a newspaper round, what we know from Middlesbrough today, where they're giving us some feedback, is that actually the number of people getting newspapers has hugely changed. And similarly, it might be that if you're an employer, whereas you might expect young people to be the people who came and did part-time flexible working for you, it might be there's other adults who can do those jobs for you now, added to which you might feel that the regulation make it harder for you to take young people on. And I think a combination of those things perhaps helps to explain the drop in the figures today.
Yeah, and then there's been much talk, of course, about academic pressure, certain schools saying to children, you should not be taking on work outside of your schoolwork. We don't want you to get jobs. You need to be concentrating on your exams. And it just adds to the pressure, doesn't it, that the kids are under these days to get those results. It's like it's swung the other way a bit. It used to be, when I was a kid, it was kind of, okay, yeah, school, of course school's important, of course getting your results important, but also is learning about how the world works.
Absolutely, and today is a day when the government's publishing its green paper on mental health, and one thing we have a responsibility as both parents, but also as leaders of schools and colleges, which I represent, is to make sure that that work-life balance is right. And whilst children will, particularly in the run-up to exams, be advised by their school that they ought to ease back on part-time work, I think anybody working in a school would also think that actually there are real benefits in terms of time management, teamwork, learning courtesy, how to manage money. So this will be about balance, and it might just be that there are fewer opportunities in the way that we're around when you and I were younger.
Do you think it's partly as well because of the whole sort of seven-day opening? I mean, this is specifically in retail, which seems to be where a lot of these jobs are. Yours, mine, as we're talking about, Barack Obama's, Madonna's. And, you know, it's all kind of the retail environment. And now it's all 7 days, of course. What, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, but if you have a staff that are working for you, you rota now across 7 days, and the staff working full-time jobs are rotated in accordingly, which means that those sort of temporary people have Saturdays off, so we'll get the temps in, doesn't seem to work as much anymore.
I think that's a very good point, and particularly if you look at the regulation. So a young person from 13 to 16 can't work more than 12 hours a week. They can't work more than 2 hours in a particular day, or no more than 2 hours in total on school days. It probably is showing us that retail is a different world from what it was in the past, and that added with regulations means that actually employers don't look in the way that they did for young people to go and work with them.
So what's the solution to this? Do we need to just sort of pull it back slightly to allow these kids into the workplace?
Well, I think what schools and particularly colleges will be doing is finding opportunities for young people to make sure they are learning about the world of work. But it might be that that's done through things like Young Enterprise and Entrepreneur Days and Skills Days, and employers coming in, talking to them and giving a flavour of the world of work. And whilst that's different from having direct responsibility in terms of part-time work, my guess is the figures don't tell us that there are some youngsters actually who are earning money by babysitting, dog walking, essentially doing self-employed work.
Yeah.
And I think that will continue.
And do you think it's there's any truth to some of the stories today that basically kids just don't want to work, actually, because it's that whole millennial thing of them being handed everything on a plate?
Well, there might be a sense that actually, you know, the statistics suggest that a baby born today has got a 50% chance of living to the age of 105, startlingly. Now, if life is itself going to have a 100-year rollout, it might be that actually you put off thinking about directly going into work until rather later. And we're already starting to see signs that the 20s for young people is a very different period when you're not just directly going into your career. And maybe what we're seeing today is a little bit of a change of emphasis by young people in a society that itself itself is changing.
Snowflakes. Jeff, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Jeff Barton, General Secretary of the Association of School and College Leaders. Also on the line, Kim Woodburn, TV star, of course. Kim Woodburn, good afternoon.
Hello, my love. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Are the children lazy, Kim?
Bone idle, dear.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Let's stop all this embroidery. I've lived too long, darling. Look, kids are ruined by their parents. Face the fact. Now, having said that, some parents discipline them, so don't be ringing me up, I'm not interested. The odd parent does a good job. Most of you parents should be ashamed of yourselves, utterly ashamed of yourselves, because when I was a kid, we mopped in, we had paper rounds, we scrubbed the old girl's doorstep next door because she couldn't bend down for a shilling. And come on, stop it. There are so many jobs these kids could do that would not take away from their education. Mind you, they get home at night, do their homework, then go into their bedroom and spend 4 hours on their computer mucking about.
I'll tell you what,
they
Kim.
They haven't got time to work.
Kids now, I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, right? And the amount of homework, when I was seven, we didn't get homework, right?
No,
but now, it's like, there's like an hour a night of homework and, you know, double, treble that at the weekend. They're only seven.
Well, I do think homework's got a bit much. I've got to be totally honest with you. And I don't think it benefits poor kids any more than when we were at school. And I think the parents should put their foot down and do something about this, because kids walking home with those heavy satchels, their little backs are broken, which can't be good when they get older. Let's face it.
You parents need to
put your foot down.
That's why they can't bend down and do their step, Kim. What did you do when you were young, Kim? You said about paper round. Was that what you did? Did you do other things?
I used to. There was an old lady who lived in the little two up and two down in our road, and she liked a tot of booze, you see.
Yeah.
And there used to be a big soda siphon you could get for 5 shillings. It was a gorgeous thing. Great big thing. You press the button and it poured her soda.
Yeah.
And I used to take that soda bottle every 2 weeks, knock her door, and I'd take it to the bottle and jug, the off license, because it wasn't alcohol, and I'd hand this big soda. So they rented it to them, 5 shillings. And so I used to take it back to her, and she gave me sixpence. look, come along now. You did it, my love. Honestly say, too much homework, and the parents, do something about it, parents. But don't tell me that kids, honestly, I mean, I've got a house on the corner. I'm dying to find a couple of kids.
Yeah.
I live with trees, gorgeous, but my God, my love, when the wind blows, I'm sick of picking them up. I'd love two lads or one lad to say, Kim, I'll come and do your leaves. Not the ones that blow away, the ones that are all over the flaming place. I'd gladly pay him for an hour's work out there. You can't get them, darling. You can't.
Can't get them. The young kids today, they just don't want to tidy up an old lady's lawn, do they?
Well, and why shouldn't they? She'd be glad of it. And thanks very much. Get on the old lawnmower. He wouldn't be there above half an hour. She'd be glad to give him a couple of quid. But come on, darling. If you want work, it shouldn't interfere with your school. Well, there's too much homework, definitely.
Yeah.
Lovey, it's the parents, isn't it? You see, you teach your children, when I was a kid, the value of a few bob. It's not that you want to slave your kids. The life's not easy, but it is easy for most kids. Now, when I was a kid, we were two up and two down. Yeah. I reckon we were a working class poor family. Lovey, there wasn't one car in our road. Not one, dear. No. Father got the bus. Father went on the bike.
Yeah.
Right, today you go to a two up and two down street who will tell you they're poor. Dad's got an old banger. Son of 18's got an old banger. Mother's got old bangers, we know. Where do they get the few lots of insurance money from? Poor years ago is not the poor I grew up with.
Did you, final question, really, I suppose. So that's that growing up in the street thing. And, you know, because when I was a kid, one of the ways we went to wash those neighbours' cars. That was something we did.
Exactly. And neighbours will be glad. Once when you've got a reliable kid to do it, bring his brother, bring his sister. Certainly. Don't you think, you don't pay them that much, but make it worth their while.
Yeah.
And they can be looked at. They know where the parents know where they are. They can drop them off and pick them up. They're safe. Lovey, if kids wanted to find a way of making a few bits here and there, they've got too much at home. Most children have got too much at home. And you parents give them lashings of pocket money. No, give them pocket money. Of course they want little treats and sweeties. But
make them work for it. Damn right.
£15 a week for a boy of 11. Are you mad?
There we go. That's Kim Woodburn there, TV star, telling it like it is. If you, by the way, are one of these snowflake children who thinks, you know what, actually, she's bloody right. And we should go and work. And you want to go and work on tidying up a lady's lawn. I think, you know, she's got detritus there blowing around her front garden. And if you want to go and help, then... That was a call out for it, I think, there, because the trees are blowing. Anyway, that's
trim the bush.
Told it like it is. It's 21 minutes past 2 o'clock. We'd like to hear about your Saturday jobs, because you had one, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a couple. I had a paper round, which was a seven-day job.
There we go.
And I worked in a jewellery shop.
There we go. And I did it, as we've been talking about. Chloe, I think. So we're going to be talking about this next, after traffic and travel. But do get in touch and tell us what terrible jobs you did. Have you ever had anything worse? Have you ever done anything worse than cleaning up Kim Woodburn's front lawn? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message for any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 3 for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 at 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Manchester, the M60 is crawling clockwise from Junction 10 for the Trafford Centre to 14 at the M61 after an accident earlier. In the West Midlands, a breakdown on the M5 northbound is causing delays from Junction 3 at Hells Owen up towards Junction 1 for West Bromwich. The M42 in Warwickshire is crawling southbound after a car fire between Junction 8 for the M6 and 7 at Coles Hill. And in Somerset, the A4 through Bath is very slow, heading up towards the A46 with the Christmas market taking place. I'm Alan Joyce.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. 25 past the time on the way. Work experience punditry. Jack is with us today. He is going to be reviewing television for us. I mean, rubbish television, because that's all that Jack seems to watch. But he'll be doing it anyway. But we are talking about Saturday jobs and the crap ones you might have had because of this story that children today, the school children, don't have them anymore. They don't bother. Kim Woodburn there, off of Kim and Aggie, was suggesting that it's because they're lazy. And she actually did a job advert on the television. She said her front garden was covered in leaves and she wanted, I think she said, two boys, she said, to go around and help her with that for a shilling or something. what are you... What do you do? What did you do as a Saturday job? Cornelius worked in a jewellery shop.
Jewellery shop, yeah, a high street crystal brand.
Yeah.
Which I worked there for about 4 or 5 years.
Right.
I worked there while I was doing my A-levels and then moved store when I went to university as well. So, yeah, ask me anything about crystals, mate.
How do you make the meth kind?
I don't know. We didn't sell that.
Oh, right, fine.
No, I can tell you it's a 2-year warranty, manufacturer's warranty.
Yeah.
Look after it, don't get it wet. It's costume jewellery.
I've walked past those crystal shops.
Yeah.
I've never been in one, obviously. Let's be clear, we're talking about Swarovski.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's only one. Yeah. Right, who buys that stuff?
Loads of people.
Because it's really weird. You sort of go, that's not, it's gaudy.
Do you mean the little statues?
Yeah, it's like catnip to old people.
Yeah, no, just, like, no. You know what, it's not even that many old people. It's just some families, it's one of those things that people collect.
Right.
And they're just like, you'll buy one because they're nice little christening gifts.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it starts. You go, that'll go next.
They hook you in.
Yeah.
And then you go onto the hard stuff, like the big crystal swan or something.
Mm. It was a fun place to work, though. I quite liked it.
Did you?
I got in trouble once, turning up drunk.
Yeah.
Very drunk. But,
yeah.
Do you know what my punishment was?
It was good practice for how you come here, though.
No, I don't turn up.
What was your punishment here?
I had to work the full shift, even though I was completely not in any state. when you worked at this shop, you had to stand up all day.
Yeah.
And I could barely stand up. I was leaning on all the cabinets. People walking in going, God, are you all right? And I'm just going... My boss made me work the whole day. Didn't reference it until I asked to take an early lunch because I was going to go and lie down in the park.
Yeah.
And she went, I think you need to because you need to go sober up.
Wow. And that hot sunlight coming in refracting through the crystal swans.
Yeah.
Oh.
I worked in a
co-op as we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
One of the food halls. That's also
in
the news.
Do you mean like just a normal co-op shop?
No, it was a big one. It was
like a canteen.
No. It was like a supermarket, but it was bigger. It wasn't a small co-op.
Oh, okay.
It was a big, like, Sainsbury's-sized co-op.
I never knew those existed.
Yeah, they do exist. Well, they did. I don't know if they still do. And I used to work in one in Attleboro, which was a little village thing just down where my parents, near my parents lived. And, Thursday nights, Friday nights, and all day Saturday. And it started off where I wasn't allowed on the tills, right? This is sexist, because that was where the girls worked. That was what the manager said. And so I had to stack shelves.
Do the heavy lifting.
Occasionally I got a treat and worked on the vegetable section where people would bring me their bag of vegetable and I would weigh it put a sticker on it.
Yeah.
But then I got moved to the warehouse.
Yeah.
Where I would have to unload the lorries full of food as it arrived and that kind of stuff and start in the warehouse. But that was quite handy because if you were peckish, what everyone would do would sort of come in and go, is there anything to eat? And I go, yeah. Because if something broke, you'd have to send it back. And I go, yeah, this packet of penguins fell off the shelf.
That made you very popular with the pill ladies.
I was very popular with everyone that worked there because I had access to the broken food that they had to send back. How timely that the co-op today, with their best before dates, have said that...
You were years ahead of them.
So was. And I sold each of those for 10p. And that's why I'm a millionaire.
Yes.
I mean...
That's why you can afford to work here.
None of that is true. Chloe had a Saturday job as well, of course.
I had loads of Saturday jobs.
Yeah, so what did you do, Chloe?
Various. I worked in an indoor kids' adventure playground.
Right.
What was that like?
It was really smelly.
Yeah, did they? Were you one of the exhibit? They climb on you. Is that how it worked? Take your shoes off before you go on, Chloe.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah. Cleaning up when they wet themselves.
That's
sort of
nice.
I worked in Waitrose and I worked in H&M.
Right.
Oh, sorry, clothing shop.
Yeah.
Where I once called in sick, and then my manager said, "You're not actually working today." Because I'd been out.
Yeah,
and then,
of course you have.
Sacked.
And then, I worked in a pub, and one time I was tired and rolled my eyes at someone, and she tweeted about it, and she was from a national newspaper.
Right, so you were a rude... She accused you of being a rude barkeep.
Yeah, but she... Yeah.
It must have been quite bad for someone to tweet about it. What did you do?
It's a misunderstanding.
That's all you're going to tell us, isn't it?
Yeah. That is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Julia Hartley Brewer?
I can't comment.
Okay, fine. But you know, that's it. But this is the thing. We all had these Saturday jobs, and now people don't, according to the news. Alex Dibble's here. Alex Dibble, did you have a Saturday job when you were growing up? Did you have that kind of? Have you always been a newsreader?
No, I'd never really had a Saturday job. I don't know why.
Wow.
I just went out and played football with my mates.
Wow.
Snowflake generation, that's
nice. You want it all served on a plate, don't you?
Hey.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Good. Anyway, Alex Dibble, he's been, he went to play football. He's been a newsreader since he was 11. And so he's well practiced. And handily enough, here he is with the very latest news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Ireland's Prime Minister is due to make a statement shortly as reports circulate of a Brexit deal between the EU and the UK on the Irish border. Dublin says it'll mean the boundary will look like it does today, with no hard checks. But the Democratic Unionist Party insists it won't accept different terms for Northern Ireland compared to the rest of the United Kingdom. The East of England Co-op's told Talk Radio that he thinks fear has prevented other shops from tackling food waste. The supermarket's become the first in the UK to sell products after its best before date. Joint Chief Executive Roger Grosvenor says the slogan is, "Don't be a binner, have it for dinner."
This is a great move for us. We believe that customers deserve to have product at a good price, 10p, that would have found its way to going into a bin, which seems crazy because it's still edible.
The search for missing RAF serviceman Corey McCaig is in a landfill site, is expected to finish by Christmas. The 23-year-old mysteriously disappeared from Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk in September last year. New figures show the UK has seen its first sustained increases in child and pensioner poverty for two decades. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation says 400,000 more children are living in poverty than 4 years ago. For older people, the figure's up by 300,000. And a study suggests one in four nurses are obese. Researchers say it poses a risk for the future, as nearly half of English nurses are over the age of 45. The weather, a few sunny spells, but mainly cloudy and dry this afternoon, with highs of 11 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
Thank you very much indeed, Alex Dibble. Did you say on the border of Ireland, Northern Ireland, there will be no hard checks?
Yeah.
So no, that would be a good idea. Because if you had some, I don't know, some wrestlers from Prague,
yeah,
hard checks, lining the border,
yeah,
you know, just disguised as tourists,
yeah,
but with a brief to stop any immigration,
yeah,
then, I mean, technically they'd be European migrants, though, wouldn't they, I suppose, so I'm not sure that would work.
They're just going to have maths exams instead.
I need to think that through a bit better, if I'm honest.
So do I.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex Dibble. Don't forget, Alex, we'll be back with today's edition of Bonus News in around an hour's time. It's going to be vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetables, you will know about it here on Talk Radio. Work experience punditry on the way.
Oh, hello there, Doctor. I've got this horrible thing in my leg that's giving me jip.
Well, pop your trousers off. Let's take a look.
It's swollen and red and itchy. Mm. Also, when it rains, it starts singing the Yellow Rose of Texas.
She's the Yellow Rose of Texas. She charges $50.
Very interesting. And I'm afraid I really don't have an opinion on that. Next.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I take the temperature of the nation the old-fashioned way. Bend over, Mr. Whale. Julia Hartley Brewer, on call, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
She's the richest girl in Texas and all she does is...
That's enough, leg. Keep it doing.
It's an appointment to listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And yes, we shall. And we're going to be talking about television, because this is where we bring you reviews, roundups of all sorts. Music, film, hipster nonsense, technical gadgety stuff. But on a Monday, television. And it's brought to us by Work Experience. Today, the Work Experience is Jack. It's all a money-saving exercise. We don't have a budget to pay anyone to review stuff, so what we do is we invite the Work Experience to do it, and we tell them that it's good. Well, it's good work experience in the world of work, which is what we're talking about today. Of course, it all being in the news about the young people not willing to work. I can tell you that they are. And for free, which makes it even better as far as I'm concerned. And certainly as far as the accountants here are concerned. Jack is with us again. Television. Television, Jack. Now, we've come to learn from you that everything you watch is, well, rubbish. Does that change this week, or are we... are you still been watching Tat on Channel 5?
I've gone for my classic two-thirds Tat, one-third decent technique. I was going to review Tamara's World, which is a load of cameras following the life of Tamara Eccleston, daughter of Bernie. But after 5 minutes, I simply couldn't handle the utter banality. And that's saying something, given my taste.
It really is.
Then I tried Bridezilla's, an American vehicle on ITV, which does exactly what it says on the tin. But I couldn't handle that either. And at this point, I started to wonder if I'd lost my touch. But then I whacked on Bargain-Loving Brits in the Sun, and all was well in Tat Lab.
Bargain-Loving...
Brits and the
barking.
Sun, yeah. Bargain.
Oh, bargain,
yeah.
Loving.
Yeah. It's a Channel 5 documentary following the lives of British...
Documentary.
Yeah, loosest use of the term possible. Following the lives of British expats living in Benidorm, almost exclusively chunky old northerners. The first character we meet is Claire, and I believe we have a clip of Claire at her campsite.
55-year-old Claire Ambler, who's lived most of her life as John, is transgender and believes she is a woman trapped in a man's body.
I have been transgender all my life, and all I actually wanted to be was a girl. Dressing up is part and parcel of being a female. You know, ladies like to dress up, and I'm no different.
Hello! And how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Ready for the quiz?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good-o. It's nice to put something silky on something flowy.
Obviously, you look very glammed up tonight, dear.
Thank you.
You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's nice to feel slightly more elegant than sometimes I look.
So that was Claire, formerly John, who sold everything and moved to Benidorm after, the untimely deaths of her son and wife. She's since gone transgender and runs a pub quiz on the campsite she lives in. And Claire is someone I can relate to on a very deep level, because I too run my own pub quiz. In fact, the next one is tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the White Hart Pub in New Cross.
Well, that was the most tenuous plug for something I've ever heard in my life, but okay, fine.
Come down if you're in South East London, 8 p.m, White Hart Pub in New Cross. Should be a blinder.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to bargain-loving Brits in the Sun. The other characters include Tony, the biggest crook in Huddersfield, who runs an auction house. He's self-proclaimed crook. Yeah. He runs an auction house just south of Benidorm selling second-hand tat. And Linda, who takes in stray dogs. Linda's a saint, by the way. It's a work of utter genius, this show. The cinematography's a triumph, the direction astounding. We're talking pathos, bathos, and gatos, which is, of course, Spanish for cats.
And three of the most popular musketeers.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So this, obviously you watch Tat, and so your bar, your level of where, of what's Tatist,
yeah.
Where does this fit between, I don't know, whatever it was you were watching last week, Drunk Grannies Go Wild or whatever it was?
I'd say, you know what, when I first watched it, I thought it was quality, then I rewatched it because I needed to get some... I need to get under the level.
How many times
I watched it about three times. I need to get under the skin of this episode. So I mean, after the third time of watching the same episode, I got a bit bored. I was probably in the 1 to 10 category. I'd class it as probably a 6.5. Probably worth a watch if you're a very loose end, which I usually am.
But you'd only really watch it once. Probably don't watch it the same episode twice or three times. Is that your recommendation?
If you're interested in your own mental health, yeah.
Yeah, and fair. Right. So, is it...
What bargains are they looking for?
Yeah, the bargains weren't mentioned.
No, this is the thing. The use of the word bargain in the title is a complete... It's irrelevant. I think it's basically because Benidorm is cheap as chips, so that's why... That's why they've called it Bargain Loving Brits.
But it sounds like a sort of cross between Antiques Roadshow or that thing with David Dickinson in the afternoons. Cash.
I mean, a lot of the elderly or northern women look a bit like David Dickinson, but that's the closest we get.
The reason it's cheap as chips in Benidorm is that's all they eat.
Yeah, and the Spanish omelette occasionally, but yeah.
Great. Well, I mean, once again, you've come in here armed with a programme I will never see. But that's good that, you know, you're broadening at least your own horizons. Absolutely. Although you're not, really, because you watch all this rubbish anyway. Mm. All right, look, we're going to go traffic and travel. I mean, I'm scared to ask now, but where are we going? Are we going up or down the scale?
Up, but only by a little bit. It's Dating in the Dark, ITV.
Right, let's talk about that next with Jack, our work experience, as we bring you Work Experience Punditry TV Edit. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like tubes of GSL Decorators Cork for just 75 pence each, or a four-piece Hamilton Perfection pure synthetic brush set for only £18.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techno-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare, just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Hampshire, the M27 is slow moving westbound towards junction 12 for Portsmouth because a lorry's broken down, blocking the inside lane of 3. In Gloucestershire, the A40 in Cheltenham is partly blocked because a coach has broken down on the Isle Court roundabout. In Warwickshire, the M42 slow moving southbound between junctions 8 and 7 between the M6 and the Coleshill interchange after a car fire. And in Manchester, delays on the M62 eastbound towards junction 12 for the M60 after problems on the M60 earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola, supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
Speech Radio with a difference. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Is there anybody out there?
Take a trip into the alternate reality of Late Night Radio.
I think I'm in something like The Matrix, and so are you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
But this is just so much fun, isn't it?
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Hello.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I mean, literally, that's not true, what you just heard, is it? Because Ian Lee isn't on tonight from 10 o'clock. Because he's in a jungle, as we know, in the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He said, tonight, Jamie East will be with you from 10, here on Talk Radio, in the afternoons. You right there?
Sorry, I've just been shouting at a printer.
Fine. Are we,
Haiku?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, you know, we're...
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh. Right, okay. Instead of that, why?
I forgot to write one. Why don't you read the feedback from the last one?
Dear John, this is from Alan, who sent a message using the contact form at talkradio.co.uk. Disappointed that Cornelius referred to Nigel Farage as a Nazi. You may approve, you may not approve of his politics, but a lot of decent people voted for him.
Same with Hitler, though.
Also, Victoria Bourne was one of the most entertaining parts of the show. Same with Hitler, though. Persuade her to return, please. Not so much the Hitler. We may have added to that message, but the gist of it was that Alan didn't like what you said about Nigel Farage concert.
Sorry, Alan.
All right.
Just a joke.
Sorry, Alan. Talk Radio in the afternoons. We are reviewing television with Jack, our work experience. We've already talked about what was it?
Bargain-loving Brits in the sun.
Bargain-loving Brits in the sun. No notion of a bargain to be seen. There were just some Brits in the sun.
Well, no, Tony from Huddersfield selling the stuff at his auction probably had a few bargains going.
Right.
But I couldn't vouch for that. I've never been to his auction, but it is on my to-do list.
As it would be after watching that, yeah. So, Jack doing this because, well, he likes this sort of stuff, and now he's going to be talking about...
Dating in the Dark.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is another of the many, many dating shows on at the moment. They chuck three boys and three girls into a mansion in separate wings, and they are only put into the same room together if it's pitch black, or in the dark, if you will. Mm. They go on a series of dates with each other. It's not bad TV. The best thing about it is actually Matthew Horne's narration. He's genuinely funny at regular intervals, which is nice to see, given the way he's kind of fallen off in recent years, particularly compared to James Corden.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Anyway, there's some timid groping, then there's some considerably less timid groping, some involving squirty cream, and then a bit of kissing as well.
Right.
And then there's this terrible bloke called James. He starts playing the guitar really badly to this girl who he's on a date with in the dark in order to impress her. It goes terribly, and then he starts bragging shamelessly, and that's... what we got a clip of, I think.
Right, let's have a clip of it. There's a bit of a typo there, isn't it? Dating in the dark.
We're into the musical shizzle.
Yeah, all right, Snoop.
Yeah, I love all that stuff.
Strum a few chords, see how it goes. Might give me the edge over Jack. I'm not really sure. I'm making up chords.
No, it's fine. Honestly, it's nerve-wracking. Like, don't worry.
I mean, that is a face that says, it's fine.
I think Steph appreciated it, but I don't think she adores it, really.
To be fair, I don't think she appreciated it either. He needs a new tactic.
One of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life, we did a charity trip to Uganda.
Oh.
Yeah.
We redecorated an orphanage out there, which was unbelievable.
I mean, I meant get your abs out again, but fair enough.
He kind of wanted to impress me. There's, like, these little things he wants to impress me with.
I try to give and be the best person I possibly can, really.
On an awful programme.
Yeah, he's that guy, James. He's a total wang. And, of course, the geezer's a personal trainer. And I've had it up to here. And for the listeners at home, my hand's at neck level. Had it up to here with personal trainers. In fact, can I invite any personal trainers listening at home to call in later, give me their details, and we can meet up and have a scrap. Honestly, they're all smug. They're all smug, brain dead planks. I mean, I weigh 11 stone. I'm a lanky streak of the proverbial, but I reckon I could do the world a favour and take a few down with me. Anyway, there's this really nice little Essex lad who manages to punch massively above his weight, and bless him, with the gorgeous Steph. Lovely ending, decent CV. You're very bored.
Well, I doubt it. First of all, you've explained it to me, but I still don't understand the concept of the dark. So they just go into a dark room and play a guitar?
Well, no. The three boys, three girls, they meet up all together in a dark room. They kind of suss out who they fancy out just by chatting.
Just by chat.
And then they go on various dates with each other, and then they have a big reveal. They choose who they want to see in the light, and then then they see each other, and then they decide if they want to go out with each other.
I see. It's like, you know, when... I think there's the inherent problem, which I suppose is the point of it, is that you know when you go to a restaurant and you order food that you've never been to before, and you might order the food, but then somebody else orders something else, and you think, oh, should I have had that?
Ordering then, in the dark?
No, not in the dark. Well, yeah, I suppose you are, metaphorically in the dark. Yeah. But that's something when it arrives, then you just go, oh, food envy. I should have had that. Mm. Is that when the lights come on? Does that happen? Where one of the girls has gone,
John,
oh, God, what?
You're so shallow.
Yeah, what? Oh, yeah. I'm shallow.
Yeah.
I'm shallow. This bloody program's on.
No, it's nice. It's the opposite.
Yeah, but they're bound to be thinking,
aren't
they?
People by their looks.
Yeah, it is. When the lights go on, I'll bet you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They get this, you know, it's like they get to work out who they actually fancy personality-wise and then see if that matches up to the kind of type they go for typically physically.
Yeah.
Like you said, though, there are a couple of awkward moments where people... see the person they've been fancying and then often kissing, and then they just do a runner out the back door, which is quite funny.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad, but it's good TV.
Yeah.
Well, passable TV, anyway.
Yeah, if you've really got a really low bar.
Yeah.
All right, finally,
this is my one third decent Mindhunter, Netflix original series, 10 episodes, only one series out so far. It's set in 1977, in the early stages of criminal psychology and criminal profiling carried out by the FBI. Two main blokes interview a series of serial killers. After the first episode, I thought, you know what, I could take it or leave it. But I must say, I'm glad I chose to watch another one, because episode 2 is probably the finest hour of television I've seen this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming from a man who likes bargain hunting in the sun with old people, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's not difficult.
And backdoor dark room dating.
But look, just because I live in a prison, admittedly of my own making, of complete sat, doesn't mean I can't enjoy the bit of highbrow every now and
again.
Fair
enough.
Right?
Yeah. Just saying that your measurement isn't necessarily the one for the rest of us to go for. But go on, carry on.
I've got expertise in sat, granted. Yeah. But I'm also able to appreciate the finer things in life.
All right.
The rest of Mindhunter doesn't disappoint either. Honestly, get yourself involved if you can. Netflix.
Yeah. No. It's one of those ones I'm aware that's there, but I've not got round to it yet. But I often, of course, one is on the lookout for the next thing to watch, but you've got to be careful, right? Because there's a lot of I just started to watch, which I didn't know. You know, the likes that you haven't reviewed it, no one has. I found it on my own, which is the TV series of The Exorcist. Are you aware of this?
No.
I think it's on. Is it on Netflix? Well, that or Amazon, one of the ones. And it's based in the world of the film The Exorcist, so it's kind of based on the novel and the film, but. Taking it to sort of widening it all out, so the events of The Exorcist have happened and are referenced, but another priest somewhere else in Chicago is sort of, you know, I think The Exorcist was in Washington, is down, you know, trying to work out what's going on with this family. But for television, I don't mind telling you, it's quite dark.
All right.
I was quite surprised at how far it goes, given that, you know, the subject matter. But I'm throwing that in there as a recommendation, as an extra bonus bit of television review for you.
Yeah, well, if you're enjoying the dark aspects of that, then you certainly enjoy the dark aspects of this serial killer-based one.
Is this for people...
I thought you were going to say dating in the dark. like that? That's dark as well, John.
It's quite literal.
They turn all the lights off.
And then they have a snog and that. You know, great. I don't think they're interested in each other's minds, though. I think that's possibly not. That's not what they're hunting.
No, well, that's what the show's about, John. People aren't judging by the looks, except for the...
Colin, maybe you should go on it.
Why?
Because you've got a grey, 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 grey chat.
Yeah. But when the lights come on, that back door's going to be flapping.
Well,
as it were. Depends on how the night goes. I mean, they're going to be.
I think we've covered that joke.
Okay, fair enough. Mindhunter, is Mindhunter then for people who like, what, Silence of the Lambs? Is it that sort of thing? Because I did read a review that said there was no action as such. It was just all very psychologically well done. Is that true? Is that,
I mean, yeah, there's not much action, but I mean, you know what? If you want action, go and watch Fast and Furious, you div. You know what I mean?
Which one?
Either. They're all terrible, you know.
Yeah. Set some pyrotechnics off in your own lounge.
Yeah.
Well, would it be legitimate to watch one of your TAT Channel 5 based programmes, right? Yeah. Which were but with pyrotechnics. Would that make it better?
Yeah, it might be distracting.
Actually, here's an interesting insight into you. We've already got one. But do you, you know, the circumstances when you watch this stuff, what are you doing? And are you just sitting there in a lonely way, sort of binge eating? Well, I mean, what's the... how should one approach... For someone who's never watched one of these terrible programmes before...
Yeah, the ideal scenario.
The ideal scenario.
Tracksuit bottoms, key. a vest, preferably a white wife beater type of vest.
Yeah.
Stained.
Cup of tea, and several other empty cups of tea around the area.
Yeah.
And generally being quite sad...
Yeah, I was getting that about you. Yeah, yeah. I mean, to be fair, that's how you've come dressed today. So I kind of figured that it never changed.
We should talk jungle very quickly.
Update on the jungle. Oh, okay, fine. No.
Okay.
I know Kezia Dugdale came out because I saw that in the papers.
Yeah, Kezia Dugdale came out yesterday. Shappy Corsandy was the first victim.
Yeah.
Ian still in there?
Is he?
He keeps saying he wants to go home, though.
Yeah, but he would say that because...
Why?
Well, because then when you get voted out, you look
it's
like you're grateful.
It's all nice hotel, isn't it?
Yeah, you get 2 weeks. And Shappy Corsandy's having the best time.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
in a five-star hotel for 2 weeks now. Waiting for it to all stop.
But some people are Ian's fans... have been accusing some of the other celebrities of bullying him, John, because they accused him of playing a game.
Well, he is playing it. The whole thing's a game, isn't it? I thought
well,
got
that's
to
exactly
win.
What his reply instantly was. Well, it was a game show.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I feel bad for him, actually, yeah.
So, how's he getting on? Has he had another challenge?
He seems all right. Yesterday, it wasn't a trial, but they had a challenge where they were playing Dingo Bingo. Which was about five of them, but Ian hosted it
right. And
was very funny.
What was Dingo Bingo?
It's so him, Toff from Made in Chelsea, Jamie Vardy's wife, Kezia Dugdale, and the boring one from the Saturdays. Had to just basically play bingo whilst they had all sorts thrown on them. For no reason.
So how come Ian ended up hosting it?
Because they just nominated him to do it. Yeah, I mean, he still had stuff thrown on him as well.
Oh, I see, fine.
But not as much, actually. He got away with it quite lightly.
I see. All right, well, there we go. There's your celebrity updates on again tonight, presumably. Did someone else go out tonight? Another vote out tonight, isn't there?
Yep, someone's leaving tonight. Oh. Obviously, keep Ian in. Keep voting Ian in.
You can't, you've got to be... You can't be
impartial.
Biased. You've got to be impartial.
It's not the election.
Yeah, it is an election. It's a vote. You've got to be impartial. We're in the election period.
Well, I'm
a celebrity.
I just think they should
fired.
Let under-16-year-olds vote, John.
You'll get...
I do.
Anyway, that's television. Jack, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. On the way, the big debate. We'll be going out onto the streets to find out what drunk people, well, we've already done it, we did it at the weekend, think about the news by shoving microphones in their drunk faces. That is Alco Vox Pops. And there is a game this afternoon of band or financial jargon. Is it the name of a band or is it some impenetrable financial jargon? All on the way between now and four. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I sit with my little one as she carefully writes to Santa. This year, the bike is the only thing that will do. She's convincing, I'll give her that. Let's see if she's still this excited after I post the letter and tell her she has to cycle to the North Pole to say thank you. At the post office, it's never just post. Find out more at postoffice.co.uk.
Oh, nice paper. Snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well. No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items, from the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers, like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7 for just £30 a month with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset, 12-month minimum term, 18+, includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. SkyStore.com voucher. Terms apply.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton-plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techno.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techno-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7am to 8pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Alex Dibble with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, tension with Irish border deal under wraps. Best before decision goes down well. An investigation into X Factor episode.
Talk Radio.
Ireland's Prime Minister is due to make a statement amid reports the UK struck a deal with the EU on the Irish border. Dublin says it will mean the boundary with Northern Ireland will look like it does today, with no hard checks. But Democratic Unionist leader Arlene Foster says the agreement can't mean Northern Ireland subjected to different rules from the rest of the United Kingdom.
We will not accept any form of regulatory divergence which separates Northern Ireland economically or politically from the rest of the UK.
A supermarket's decision to sell food beyond its best before date has been welcomed by campaigners against waste. Products like pasta and tinned goods will be reduced to just 10p at the East of England Co-op. Helen White's charity Wrap aims to tackle food waste. She's been speaking to Talk Radio.
It's a retailer taking a bold move, and it's good for us as consumers, I guess, as well. We all like to make the most of a bargain. It means we can pick up some 10p pasta.
Toys R Us insists it needs to transform to meet today's market as it confirmed plans to close at least 26 of its UK stores. It puts 800 jobs at risk. The police match commander on the day of the Hillsborough disaster is to get funding to fight possible prosecution on charges of gross negligence manslaughter. A judge has made an order that the former chief superintendent David Duckenfield does qualify for legal representation for High Court proceedings. 12 horses are believed to have died in what police are treating as a suspicious fire at a stable in Essex. Passers-by at Elmwood Equestrian Centre alerted emergency services late last night. And X Factor's under investigation over a possible breach of product placement rules. Broadcasting watchdog Ofcom's looking into an episode in October during which a Three mobile phone was shown in several shots involving Sharon Osbourne and Louis Walsh.
As I said earlier, though, product placement on that programme is a bit of a problem, because I bought a Dermot O'Leary,
yeah,
as you know, quite cheap, past his best before date, and such a bargain, really. I bought three or four Dermot O'Learys for my family, so for this Christmas.
Brilliant.
After they, you know, Dermot O'Leary appeared on that programme. Here's a question for you, Alex Dibble. This is from Beth.
Yeah.
Hi, John. Is Alex Dibble, that's you,
yeah,
related to the Dibble in Trumpton? Pew, pew, Barley, McGrew, Cuthbert, Dibble and Grubb. Do you come from a long line of Trumpton Dibbles?
Not as far as I know.
Are you aware of that?
I've heard of that.
Yes.
But that is... I've heard of it about once in my life.
Really?
Well, I get all the Top Cat references all the time. But that one is less frequent.
Officer Dibble.
Yeah.
Dibble.
Do you know what? There's a guy downstairs who works for our sister station, TalkSport 2, called Alex Biddle.
Is there?
I kid you not. And he may start doing some news reading shifts, which means that it could be a genuine possibility that the guys on TalkSport could introduce Alex Dibble with the news, followed by Alex Biddle with the sport.
This is very good.
This is a genuine thing.
Chloe's just said in my ear, we had a work experience. Al, who I knew about, his surname was Riddle.
Alex.
Alex Riddle.
Well,
so we've now got a Dibble, a Bibble and a Riddle.
We need to get all three of us to have our own show.
A Bibble, Dibble and Riddle. But no, you can't have your own show because no one could say it. Dibble, Bibble and Riddle.
It's like why no one went to see The Shawshank Redemption when it was in cinemas.
Thank you, Alex. And now, weather.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Talk Radio, national weather.
A mix of sunshine and clouds, mostly dry with highs of 11 degrees.
Thank you very much. And you're back in 25 minutes with today's bonus news.
I am indeed.
Vegetable news.
Yeah.
Have you begun the research?
No.
Oh, right. Fine.
It's news.
Yes.
So I have to do it right up to the
last. Well, you say
second.
That, but some of that news we'd heard before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just saying. And now here's Toby Gillet. He's got no arms. With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. England's best session of the Ashes so far has given them faint hope that the second test is rescuable in Adelaide. They were bowled out for just 227, but after Australia decided against enforcing the follow-on, the hosts were reduced to 53 for 4 by stumps. That's a lead of 268. Meanwhile, after Alex Hales was absolved of any responsibility for an incident in Bristol in September, the England and Wales Cricket Board says it will now consider the batsman for England's selection once again. And F1 driver Robert Kubica says he's ready to return to driving. The Pole could drive for Williams next season. It's 7 years since a rallying accident left him with career-changing injuries. Finally, there's criticism for FA Chief Executive Martin Glenn after he confirmed boss Gareth Southgate will remain England manager no matter how they do at the World Cup next year. They face a seemingly favourable group with Belgium, Panama and Tunisia their opponents. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport and powered by Toby Gillet. Right then, it's Talk Radio. Still to come, a game of band or financial jargon. If you'd like to have a go on that, playing against Cornelius on the radio, here's a number to call. 0344 499 1000. Those calls, I think they're free if you've got like a bundle thing. If you want to text us, you can text on 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter, we will call you back. Chloe will call you back. You can come on the radio and play band or financial jargon. Between 3:30 and 4. Big debates on the way next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
With the media frenzy over Prince Harry and his bride-to-be, the American divorcee Wallace Simpson, seemingly continuing. It was in the papers over the weekend, of course, following their trip to Nottingham that they went on. We can this afternoon bring you, in common with all media, live coverage of exactly what they've been up to today. We've got a direct line to the couple's spokesman, Clarence House. Sir Clarence House is their spokesman, you remember. He's the one we're in touch with, who's telling us all about them on a minute-by-minute basis. The couple had a lie-in this morning, I can tell you that. Well-earned after last week's busy engagement week, a lie-in. And at around 9:36 this morning, one of the royal couple, we are told by Clarence House, just to keep you up to speed, rolled over and farted in their sleep. Now, we don't know which one it was. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's just been an update on that. It was Meghan. Now, the royals, of course, aren't, by protocol, aren't allowed to fart. So when she becomes married, she will, of course, be trained, like the rest of the royal family are, not to pass wind. She will have to hold that inside. But what happened this morning was that as she let one go, a footman went into the bedroom to collect her fart out of the air in a special box. It's a special box that was gifted to the Queen on a Chinese state visit in 1963. The box is Ming, and was used to capture the guffs of emperors of the Ming dynasty. It's where we actually get the word minging from. But all of that coverage, of course, minute by minute, all part of the culture of celebrity. Calling into Talk Radio this afternoon on the line. Good afternoon. Is that Vulture? Is that Vulture?
Hi, John. Yes.
Hi there. Thank you for calling
hi,
in.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Now,
hi.
You heard me say the word culture there, and you've tucked umbrage.
I have taken quite a lot of umbrage. Yeah. I have to say, I'll say that right out, just in case anything odd happens. I am absolutely full of umbrage at the moment.
Right. Just out of interest, how much umbrage are you full of?
Oh, I don't know, about purple, I suppose.
Okay, yeah.
A big kind of round bit, I think, of umbrage.
Yeah,
I seem to remember. Anyway, it's all a bit hazy now.
That's fair, fair enough.
Anyway, I'm here to talk about culture, not umbrage.
Yes.
Yes. So I remember, I used to like culture, John. I used to enjoy it. But then there was this watershed moment I had. So I was in a shed full of water.
Yes.
Watching television.
Yes.
And it was a show called Elks of Sweden with Andrew Graham Dixon.
Right.
The famous art critic and Caravaggio expert is given one bazooka and just 5 days in which he has to shoot as many elks as he can.
Yes, I
tried to beat a... You've seen it?
Yeah, yes, I'm aware of it. It was quite the hit.
It was quite a hit. He had to beat, of course, the record set by Zadie Smith, who used a special elk-seeking app to bag 17 in the previous year.
Yeah, hard target to beat that. But go on here, sorry, Karen.
No, especially for a man like Graham Dixon.
Yeah.
And I was watching this in the shed full of water, and I suddenly realised, you know, this is absolute rubbish, and I don't like culture anymore.
Right, that's fair enough. But at least you're backing that up. I mean, a lot of people phone in arguing about stuff at this time on this programme with no real evidence to back up their argument. But you have one there. Let me bring Claude in. Claude, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. So you've heard what Vulture had to say there. What do you make of it?
What do I make of it?
Yeah.
It sounds like one of them whining women that you get, moaning about things. What the hell is he talking about? Now, phoning up a radio station, you know, one that's not very widely listened to, for instance.
Yeah.
On a Monday afternoon, is actually part of British culture, isn't it?
He's got a point, Vulture. He's got a point.
Yeah, so he's actually indulging in a cultural pastime already. So what answer has he got to that?
What?
I'm sort of snacking on culture here rather than indulging, I think. I've just bitten off a little piece, you know. I mean, I've met many cultured ladies and gentlemen, and they're all very articulate and friendly and elegant. But they also leak quite a lot of cottage cheese, because cheese is an unfortunate side effect of too much culture.
Mm.
And it was everywhere, in their top hats, on their tails, which they were also wagging at the time, because Tracy Emin had just released a new work of art, which consisted of a marrow on a spring.
Yes.
And it was called Grab My Marrow and I'll Punch You in the Face.
Yes, I recall it. It won a prize, didn't it?
Yes.
The city, did you mention that level of, because the City of Culture, of course, is announced this week. Now, this is British cities, of course, applying, or it's European cities, but particularly British ones this time around, applying to be covered in yoghurt. Sort of like a covering of snowfall, where the cities, of course, are covered in natural yoghurt. As a net result of that, of course, as we saw in Hull this year, as though the City of Culture endangers wildlife, because natural yoghurt keeps thrushes away. And there's been a backlash, I suppose, it's fair to say, against the idea of covering a whole city in yoghurt. And there's a favour, favourable supporter of this, Claude. What do you make of it? I mean, cities covered in yoghurt, is that what we want to see?
Well, of course we do. Anything that can promote high culture in this country is something that I'm right behind.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a cultured man myself. I mean, we've met, John, you know, how I conduct myself.
Yeah.
But I am obviously a fan of culture, and it's something that I aspire to. If we can cover all the towns and cities in the UK in yogurts and Yakults and other cultures.
Yeah.
And I'm more than happy for that to happen. And I can't see... What's the argument against it? I don't get it.
Well, when it gets out of hand, of course, we're looking... and I will bring you back in on this, Vulture. The... Sure. Gets out of hand. Damien Green, he's the MP for Ashford, of course, Deputy Prime Minister. He stands accused at the moment of looking at... At culture, doesn't he? On his computer, his parliamentary computer. I mean, Mesopotamian art, we learn he's been looking at. And a lot of people find that disgusting. We've also, the police said he's been browsing the website of the Tate Modern. 1,000 images, they say, of early 20th century cubism on his desktop. Now, he's denied it, but should he be looking at it in the first place, Vulture?
No, of course not. No. I mean, I'm totally against all culture of all kinds, whether it be on a laptop or any other kind of device. I mean, I would get rid of culture altogether and I would replace it with car parks, ignorance and bingo.
Would you put...
Come on.
Sorry, go on, Claude.
Just give you an example of what the world without culture would be like. Would be a bit like... Should we give you an example? It would be a bit like this.
That's quite a good example, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, life is a rich tapestry of which culture is the fabric.
Mm. Would you take museum? I mean, let's assume for the moment that we were going to get rid of culture. Or do we, Vulture...
Shots.
Well, do we take...
Yes. Yes, we do.
Right.
No.
So we don't take? We don't take?
We don't take.
Right.
We don't take. We leave things as they are. We've developed it.
Could we put... All museums, then, if we don't take them, let's put them. Let's put all museums in one big museum, right? And we can then either choose to leave that where it is or throw it in the sea. Just that's what...
Well,
I mean, they're the two schools of thought here, aren't they?
As a compromise, if we want to, if some people want to get rid of culture, like Vulture does, then why not put them in all in one place and he can stay away if he wants to and the rest of us can enjoy it?
It doesn't matter. It would go underground. It would go underground. I mean, there's these culture clubs around the around the country.
Yeah.
And the culture club, it's a secret society run by a chap called George.
Yes.
Where men meet in basements and swap muesli recipes and talk about karma. But it has these rules. And the first rule of culture club is you do not mention jail sentences for handcuffing Norwegians to walls because of taking too many drugs.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's the first rule. The
second rule of Culture Club is, we might want to hurt you just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also poison your mind, don't they?
That's well, the special churches for that.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a bit like Scientology in that sense, isn't it?
Well, you have to look into the history of this, I think, really. I mean, culture was brought back to Britain from France by Charles Aznavour in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Before that, everyone sat next to huge bonfires biting into chicken legs and calling for more barrels of hot foaming mead. Aznavour presented culture to Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. Philip, unfortunately, completely mistook French culture for a canoe and shot it. Only one small part survived, and it was rushed to the BBC, where a special BBC scientist managed to grow it into the comedian Noel Edmonds, who famously went on to instigate a culture of swapping rubbish on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, which brings us back to the television, which is where we sort of came in with the discussion that you're watching in your shed full of water. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, how do you see culture in the future? Simple yes or no answer. How do you see culture in the future, Vulture? Yes or no?
No.
Claude?
Yes, right. Definitely, yes.
5p on a litre of art. That's what the government said in the budget, didn't they? If you know, an art's not cheap, but 5p on a litre.
5p on a litre of art. That's not the way to do it. We should take the we should follow Sweden in this.
Yeah.
In marketing culture, they got ABBA to record Take a Chance on Cheese for the Swedish Cheese Marketing Board, which is a huge success over there.
Yeah.
We should do something like that here with one of our pop combos.
Okay.
Well, I don't mind paying more duty on arts. I mean, when the Chancellor got his arts out during the budget speech, there was a lot of commotion around it being displayed in such a way, and I don't see that that's an issue.
Perhaps one should have put yoghurt on it. Look, we're sort of coming to the end of the debate now. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Claude?
Growth.
Thank you, Vulture.
Balloon animus.
Thank you very much indeed. Interesting, isn't it? Do we need culture? I mean, there we are already. Coventry has applied. Coventry is one of the front runners to be the next city that is covered in natural yoghurt. As I say, in Hull, what happened when they became the city of culture, of course, is that it damaged. The net result was bird life. It kept thrushes away. Is that what we want in this country? If we smear our cities in yoghurt? Or, you know, should we really be having these so-called culture clubs where, you know, the first rule, as we were just hearing about there, where people are, you know, their minds are poisoned in their churches. Let me know what you think about this. It's an interesting subject, and surely we'll get people frothing at the gap. 87222 is the number. You can start the message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter. You can start your thoughts with any word you like. Do we need culture? It's 2017, nearly the end of 2017. It's nearly 2018. It's post-Brexit Britain. We've got Bluetooth keyboards and the Betterware catalogue. Why do we need culture? Let me know what you think. I'm John Holmes. That's The Big Debate on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
Fleet managers. Maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a variety and company.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in South Yorkshire, the A625 Eccleshaw Road South is closed in both directions. Heavy traffic due to an accident between Brincliffe Edge Road and Ringing Low Road. In Lincolnshire, the A152 High Street closed in both directions. Some very slow traffic due to a serious accident. That's between Lowgate and Mill Lane. And elsewhere in Leicestershire, the A426 Lutterworth Road, that's closed in both directions. Heavy traffic due to an accident that is affecting you between Cooper's Lane and Codsby Lane. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so to people that are drunk. We don't pass them by on the street. No, we put microphones in their faces, be they staggering out of pubs, clubs and bars, or be they vomiting in a gutter, be they binge drinking. If you're the sort of person that drinks binge on a regular basis, then and you're out and about on a Saturday night, then do not shy away from the talk radio microphones as they are pushed in your face. All we want you to talk about is the week's news. It's Vox Pops, but with drunk people. It's Alco Vox Pops. Hello, do you mind if I just ask you a couple of questions for what could only be described as the radio, please? Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to get married. What's your favourite thing about them?
Their skin. They've got great skin.
Royalty. I guess he's the one bringing the sparkle.
Lovely guy.
Ginger.
Suits.
Not racism. It's not. The opposite of racism.
They got engaged over chicken.
Suits.
I don't really care about either of them. Do I have to pick something? I pick that she seems like a fairly sane human being, and he seems like a slightly normal reptile. So I think that they'll mate well. Hopefully they'll have some kind of lizard friend that we can all look up to.
What do you open on your advent calendar? Doors, windows or flaps?
Doors, because it opens the house of Jesus Christ.
Doors, because they look like little doors.
Doors.
Why?
Honestly, doors. Because windows are see-through and flaps aren't see-through. Well, I don't know, but like... Doors. Doors.
Windows. Because...
That's just the way it is.
Things will never be the same. I don't know. That's a bad question. I don't like it.
It's very clearly windows.
It's not windows.
It's windows. Open it like a window.
You open it this way.
It's shaped like a window.
You open it this way, not outwards.
It's very much a window.
No.
It's doors.
Not you say flat.
Flaps.
Oh, you're disgusting.
A flap's too sexual.
A flap's too sexual. Flaps. But I'm a big fan of flaps.
Probably the skin first. I open the skin first, yeah, skin.
I more see it as doors closing to my health.
Well, I've opened a few flaps in my time, and I've been through a few back doors, and what I've learned is there's always an open window.
Bosnian warlord in The Hague declared he was not a war criminal and then downed a shot of poison. Are you a war criminal? And what are you drinking tonight?
Not that I'm aware of, and champagne.
Not war criminal. I've been drinking Peroni all night. I've got a friend that drank gin and he disliked it. He went back to Peroni.
No, beer.
Just shots of skin. Just mostly skin. I'm just drinking skin tonight.
No. Prosecco.
I wish, and I would drink Prosecco every day.
Not to my knowledge, and gin.
No. Gin and tonic.
Not according to the Geneva Convention.
I'll tell you what, I felt the same when I've had a couple of Sambucas down me. I'm on my way to Cat's Jammers. I'll sink a couple there, and I'll tell you how I feel.
I am a war criminal, and I'm drinking red wine. Or the blood of my enemies.
Drunk people canvassed for their opinions on the week's news. And that's why you should never put microphones into their faces. It's Alco Vox Pops on Talk Radio. Hey, also on Talk Radio, see how I seamlessly link from one thing to another. A live read. Allow me to explain a live read. It's where the presenter of the programme, that's me, is handed something, usually on a piece of paper, by a producer to read out loud on the radio to promote something or other that's happening on the station. Here it comes. Talk Radio and Maplin are getting into the festive spirit by giving away fantastic daily prizes this month, including drones and other top tech for your home. There's an advent calendar. It's in the studio. I mean, there's a genuine big advent calendar with a Talk Radio and a Maplin logo on it, and no word of a lie. Behind each door is a different prize. That's how it works. And that's right, I said door.
It's a window.
It's a door.
It's a window.
On this live read, it says door.
So?
So somebody, whoever wrote this from the commercial department, also agrees that it's
That's just one person's opinion.
All right, then.
Read it with windows.
Well, now then I'm going to have to, for balance, do it with all of them. All right. If you want to win the prize behind Paul Ross's window that tomorrow, I'll have to do the other one. If you want to win the prize behind Carol Malone's flap, it's the Magic Maplin.
What do we have to do,
it's
John?
It's the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar. You have to register your details at talkradio.co.uk/win. talkradio.co.uk/win. Register your details. You could be in for a prize. You could be on the receiving end of a prize from Talk Radio and Maplin. And it says here, and I don't know what it is, so I don't have an insight into what the prizes are at all, but it says here that tomorrow's prize will be a lot of fun for everyone on Christmas morning. So is that for everyone, or just whoever wins the prize?
Will be, imagine, for the household.
Yeah.
Of whoever wins the prize.
Not very specific, that is it. Anyway, okay, fine. Either way, there are great prizes behind the doors, and if you want to get your hands upon one, talkradio.co.uk/win. And of course, you can go to maplin.co.uk to look at the range of Christmas gifts. Apparently this morning, now I didn't hear this morning's show, but I'm led to believe that Carol Malone, the aforementioned, gave away, first of all, before the actual prize, she gave away the wrong prize. So she, again, would have been given a bit of paper like this, right, and it would have said on it what today's prize is. So she said something, I wish I'd clipped this up now, but anyway, she said something along the lines of, and the prize today, whoever won it, is a ride on a BMW motorbike! Now, I'll be honest with you, that sounds like a bit of a crap prize, doesn't it? Well done, you've won a ride on a motorbike. I mean, great, well, woo-hoo, right? And then she carried on, till somebody realised that she just read it wrong, and the prize was actually a ride on motorbike. One of those ones you get in Maplin's that's battery-powered.
The small ones
for kids.
Yeah.
So it's not a ride on
a
motorbike.
It's a cool prize.
It's a great prize.
Really great prize.
It went from being a rubbish prize, just a ride on a motorbike, to being a brilliant ride-on motorbike.
To be fair, I saw the piece of paper and it said, a ride-on motorbike.
Well, that's correct.
So, well, yeah, it's correct in both terms, though.
Yeah. Well, anyway, tomorrow, another prize, which will be fun for everyone.
Hopefully equally as ambiguous written down.
I hope so. On Christmas morning. But all you need to do is go to talkradio.co.uk/win, or, of course, maplin.co.uk. Right, just after 3.30, we'll be bringing you a game of band or financial jargon next on Talk Radio. But here's Alex with the very latest news.
Talk Radio. Sources in Dublin suggest a Brexit deal is close on what to do around the Irish border. The agreement, which could give special status given to Northern Ireland, is understood to have been done as Theresa May's in Brussels for a lunch with European leaders. Police are trying to track down two people after a teenager was attacked on a train and forced to apologise for being gay. The 19-year-old was placed in a headlock and strangled until he eventually did what they said. An anti-food waste charity told Talk Radio people should stop being hypocritical by judging supermarkets for their failures.
Actually, here in the UK, 70% of all the food we throw away is thrown away by us in our homes, in comparison to 2% is thrown away by retailers in the retail stores.
That's co-founder of Olio, the food revolution, Tessa Cook. It comes after the East of England Co-op became the first supermarket in the country to sell products beyond their best before dates. Police searching for a man in Amsterdam have found a body 2 weeks since he fell off a party boat. Neil Stewart was 30 and from Newcastle. The body was found in a canal near where he entered the water. Labour's joined calls for a new driving test to be suspended as examiners go on strike. Members of the PCS union have walked out for 48 hours from today, arguing they have to work longer and for no extra money. The Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency disputes that. And the weather, mainly cloudy and dry with a few sunny spells. Today's high, 11 degrees. There's more news in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is more now.
There's more now because Alex Dibble is here. He has brought you the news, but you'll have noticed that there were a certain select number of stories in that news. There's not enough time to cover everything off. There simply is not enough time. So what we do is bring you bonus news to cover some more of it off in the order of all things, which of course is animal, vegetable, or mineral, or fungus, which is none of the three things, but that's complicated. Anyway, today it's the turn of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
If you're on a dating website or app, don't mention yams. A study's found it's one of many foods that turns people off.
What?
Along with fried chicken and burritos. But guacamole has so much power that referencing it on your profile can attract 140% more messages.
What the?
You heard me. Sainsbury's has pulled vegetable spring rolls off its shelves after they were
hang on.
That's a different story.
Back up.
What?
Well, I'm just...
Well, I'm doing news.
Vegetable news. Hang on.
Hang on.
All right.
So, Cornelius.
Yes.
Right. Now, you are unsuccessful in the dating arena.
Thank you.
So, if you...
So nice to hear.
Did you hear that? If you mention guacamole on your dating profile, then 100 and what was it, Alex?
It was 144%.
Listen to that.
Can attract that many more messages.
It's your fault for mentioning yams.
No, well, weirdly, so I've just started all of this again.
Yeah.
My profile mentions celery.
Pizza is apparently a
turn-off
as well.
How does celery do?
Pizza.
Where's celery on the chart?
Well, it's not like a top 100, for goodness sake, you know.
Oh.
So why do people, because of fat people, they think if you eat, if you like, but yams are good for you, aren't they?
I don't know.
What even is a yam? Isn't that an American term?
It's a vegetable. It's a root vegetable.
It's like sweet potato, isn't it?
Yeah. That sort of thing, yeah. So that's... I don't know why... Yeah, I could understand pizza putting people off. And burritos.
Yeah.
Because they're sort of, you know, associated with fatties. But yam is healthy, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just saying.
Interesting. So, well, you could do... You could be an experiment for us.
Celery.
And how many dates have you been on?
Well, none.
Ah! Now, if you change it now, because we can experiment over the next few days.
I should say, it says celery is the worst. It's not just the word celery on its own.
Right. Well, now change that to pizza.
But what, pizza is the best, or pizza is the worst?
Well, it's the worst. But spell worst like bratwurst. So that's so getting another food in there. W-U-R-S-T.
Do you think Cornelius's mention and or non-mentioning of foods is behind his lack of dates?
In all honesty, no.
Yeah.
But it's worth an experiment.
Why? What do you think is behind it, John?
Your personality and looks. Put yourself a guacamole in there and we'll see how you do overnight. So change that now, because guacamole is the popular one, right?
Yeah. We've run out of music. Bed.
I know.
Oh,
I'll have to start that again.
Wait, hang on.
Just got to rewind it. There we go.
Can I go on?
Vegetable news.
Yes.
Sainsbury's has pulled vegetable spring rolls off its shelves after they were found to contain prawns. The supermarket blamed a mix-up at the factory. And giving vegetables seductive names makes us want to buy them more. Researchers found sizzling beans, dynamite beets and twisted citrus-glazed carrots tempted people into purchasing them, while labels like wholesome were a turn-off, even though the vegetables were identical.
Well,
vegetable news.
Yes, there's another thing for your profile then. Sizzling Cornelius. What were the other ones, Alex?
Dynamite, beets, and twisted citrus glazed hair.
Which is looks like what he's got. Now, the interesting one at that, because you've lied on your profile about being a DJ.
I haven't lied on my profile.
You DJ'd once at Chloe's wedding. That's it.
Yeah.
That does not mean you're a DJ. And also, your profile picture...
I haven't said I'm a DJ on my profile either.
Oh, I thought you did.
sure the first two pictures may be of me DJing at two different events.
And you saying me doing my day job.
Well, no.
People put two and two together,
the
didn't
job
they?
Just says producer. So that, again, could be music producer.
I saw you know, but hang on, if you put Twisted Beats, like you were saying, that ties in with the DJing.
Citrus Glazed Beats.
Yeah. That's it. That'd be a good name for your mobile disco.
Citrus Glazed Beats.
Sizzling Cornelius's Citrus Glazed Twisted Beats. Now, if you put that, then put PS Loves Guacamole, let's see how many hits you get.
Okay.
Because you just changed that now. I reckon by tomorrow, someone other than your mum will have looked at that website.
Why would my mum even be on an app when she's happily married?
Well, why would she kiss you in a bus stop?
She didn't. You made that up, remember? I didn't. Yes, you did.
Right. Anyway, I'm just trying to help.
Vegetable news.
We'll see how that goes.
Yams. Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Al.
It's a pleasure.
For bringing us bonus
vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news. Very strong.
How have we missed that? Oh. How many times have you done vegetable news?
Countless.
Yeah, we've never done vegetable news.
Tomorrow, mindible news. Mineral news. Oh, you're not doing tomorrow?
No.
We'll see you on Friday.
What will that be?
I mineral, can't be bothered
animal,
to work
vegetable,
out.
Mineral. Mineral again. Mineral again.
There you go.
All right, good.
Dibble.
Alex Dibble there, bringing us today's bonus news. We're back after
vegetable
traffic.
News.
Yes, back after traffic and travel with a game of band or financial jargon on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer, Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7am to 8pm weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techna.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techna grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
Back in the day, a tackle was a tackle. And diving was something you did down the bath. Shorts were short, and there wasn't a man bun or Alice band in sight. But then again, back in the day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So, whenever you bet, Betfred. Selected bets, new customers only, 18 plus, T's and C's apply. Please bet responsibly, begambleaware.org. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No. I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Right, let's make Christmas dinner extra special. I've got new plates, new glasses, new everything. Who cares if you're sitting on a camping chair when the table looks this good?
Whatever makes Christmas, make it your own at Wilko with our exclusive Radiance dinnerware, including a 12-piece dinner set for just £25. Find them in store and loads more you'll love at wilko.com. Wilko, let's make Christmas. Subject to availability, online delivery charges may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Lincolnshire, the A152 High Street is closed in both directions. Slow traffic due to a serious accident between Lowgate and Mill Lane. In Staffordshire, the A462 Wallstone Road, that's closed in both directions. Heavy traffic due to an accident between Old Landywood Lane and Wolverhampton Road. And in Leicestershire, the A426 Lutterworth Road is closed in both directions. Some queuing traffic due to an accident, that's between Cooper's Lane and Cosby Lane. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Show your car keys to the bar staff this Christmas and get a free extra Coca-Cola Classic, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar or Diet Coke. Because if you're the designated driver, when you buy a Coke, you can have another one on us as a thank you. For details, see coca-cola.co.uk/designated driver. Participating venues only. Have a happy and safe Christmas. Coca-Cola. Supporting Think. Don't drink and drive.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate. An unfiltered comment on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon. If you're just joining us, well, you've missed most of it, but it's all right. Sam Delaney's going to be with you from 4 o'clock with his special brand of whatever it is that Sam Delaney does. The news, that's what he does, and there's a lot going on. Of course, the DUP leader, Arlene Foster, says the Irish government is clearly seeking to unilaterally change the Belfast Agreement. That's what she said. This, of course, in relation to the Brexit talks that are going on in Brussels today. Regarding the problem of the Irish border, which is the main sticking point at the moment, the bone of contention between the UK and Europe, and exactly what happens regarding the Irish border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Of course, this is all being discussed in Brussels, so Brexit, more Brexit in the news. We know that food waste can be cut. The Co-op are doing their bit by selling food, continuing to sell food now that's past its best before date for 10 pence. Not perishables, just the stuff that's absolutely fine to eat past its best before date, which we all ruddy knew anyway. So that's going on. There's a lot going on in the news, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No, we're here to help, as you know. Analysing the news as we do, using short-form Oriental verse. You see, if you take something complex but boil it down to a set number of syllables, 5, 7, and 5, what you get is an easily digestible, bit of news. In haikus.
Teenagers don't work part-time, so who serves it all on a plate to them?
Yeah, good, good. The news in haikus. Talk Radio. Welcome. So here's where we're going to play a game of band or financial jargon, and there is a reason for this. Well, I'll tell you the reason. Thank you very much for asking. Brexit bills. That's what is being discussed also in Brussels this afternoon. So there's much talk of that. Much talk of money being donated to charity that is finding its way into the hands of Syrian jihadis. That's on the front of a lot of the papers today. Subject of a panorama investigation that's going to be on BBC One tonight. A lot of financial jargon being used, but when you start looking at it, it all seems very animal-themed. So, we have a sort of animal-themed quiz here of band or financial jargon. Is the animal in question the name of a band, or is it some financial jargon? Playing in the studio, Cornelius.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Cornelius.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I don't know. I just thought I'd talk like a game show contestant.
Right, fine. And that's what you are, essentially. But also, so is Jack, who's on the telephone. Hello, Jack.
Hello there, John.
Hello there, Jack. Where are you from, Jack, and what do you do?
I am from Nottingham. I'm currently a student, and also I've got a part-time job on a Saturday.
You are kicking today's news in the balls for that, because
exactly.
Because they have said that students like you don't even have part-time jobs, Jack. So, well done for that. Well done for not being a snowflake and expecting it all as a handout, Jack. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
Good work. All right, and you're in Nottingham. Did you see the magic happy couple when they came a wandering?
I didn't actually manage to get down there. Oh. I think I was asleep.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. All right, well, look, what's your knowledge of financial jargon like, Jack?
Very, very slim.
Okay, well, let's see how well you do. I mean, it's a 50-50 go, really. Cornelius is going to be playing against you, of course, Cornelius. All you'll get is a list of stuff. It's either a band or some financial jargon. As I say, it's all animal kind of themed, all right, just so you know.
Great.
So, just say band or jargon. That's all you've got to do as the game begins. That's it. That's all you're doing. And it's Jack versus Cornelius. Chloe's going to be keeping score. Chloe's keeping score. So, alphabetical order. Jack versus Cornelius. Jack first. Okay, Jack, band or jargon, digital poodle. Digital poodle.
Oh, that's definitely jargon.
It's not, it's a band. The band are called Digital Poodle. Ah, but not a great start, Jack. Cornelius, Bubble Puppy. Bubble Puppy. Band or jargon?
Very similar to the last one, so I'm going to go jargon.
No, it's another band.
Another band.
It's
well,
another
I said
band.
It was similar.
Yeah. Jack, Alligator Spread. Alligator Spread.
Oh, I'm going to go for jargon again.
You'd be right. They call it alligator spread when an investor can't make a profit on a deal. That's what the financial markets call it, an alligator spread. There we go. See, we're not just laughing, we're also learning this afternoon. Cornelius.
Yes?
Sprung Monkey.
I think I've heard that before, so I'm going to go band.
It is a band. It is a band. Yeah, very good. Dragon Bond. Jack.
Oh, Dragon Bond. I am going to go for band.
It's financial jargon, I'm afraid. It's when Asian banks use US dollars to make a deal. It's a Dragon Bond, they call it. Iron Butterfly.
Why have they all got animals in?
Because it's animal themed. Because all of the financial jargon is themed around animals, so I themed the bands around animals as well.
I didn't know that.
See, like I said, we're laughing and learning.
What was the question?
Iron Butterfly.
Band.
Both. It's both. Iron Butterfly are a band. It's also financial jargon, which is a limited risk strategy in the financial markets. No points to Cornelius there, Chloe.
Points,
no points.
Why?
Didn't get it right.
You said band or. It's not band and or.
Well, you should have listened to the rules.
No.
It's all available in the small print. And my fault if you don't read it. Jack, Wolf Parade, band or jargon?
Wolf. That is a band.
It is a band. Wolf Parade or a band. Good. Cornelius. Meerkat Effect. Meerkat Effect. Band or jargon?
Band.
No. It's when active...
Is it something to do with compare the meerkat?
Well, in a way, it's active investors sniffing at favourable market conditions. Mm. Meerkat effect.
Mm.
Porcupine provision, Jack.
Oh, porcupine provision. I am going to go for jargon.
Yes, it's a clause in a corporation's charter that prevents a hostile takeover bid. Very good. But then you knew that.
Of course.
Porcupine tree. Cornelius.
Band.
Yes, my friend Chris Maitland is the drummer. Porcupine tree.
They're rubbish.
Vulture investor. Vulture investor. Jack.
Oh, that's got to be jargon.
Yes, it's an investor in distressed businesses. Someone who hunts out businesses in distress to invest in them to make a quick profit, if should it turn around, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Freelance whale. Cornelius.
F- freelance whale. I'm going to go for jargon.
Band.
Rubbish band name.
Atomic Rooster. Atomic Rooster.
Oh, that's got to be a band.
It is a band. Atomic Rooster were a band. Yeah, very good. Cornelius. Bad Mouse.
Band.
Yes. Jack. Sick Puppy.
That's a band.
It is a band, yeah. Cornelius. Beaver Band. Band or
why is
jargon?
There always one called Beaver in
Beaver
this?
Band. Is it band is or it is it band? Financial jargon?
Is it band?
Yeah.
This band are in it every week.
No,
now.
Last week's was Evil Beaver.
Why do you search Beaver all the time?
Some like Damien Green. Although he denies it. Def Leppard, Jack. Band or financial jargon?
That is a band, and I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, good work. Yeah. Cornelius, Squirrel Nut Zipper.
band.
Yes. Yak Shaving. Yak Shaving.
That's a band.
No, it's jargon. It's when you move a stagnant project onwards. Yak Shaving, they call it. And finally, Cornelius, band or jargon, Camel Toe.
Band
is the right answer.
Yeah.
Chloe, very quickly,
hello.
What are the scores in today's game of band or financial jargon?
Cornelius got 7.
Yes.
And Jack,
yes,
got 7.
Ooh. Makes Jack the winner. Well done, Jack.
Yay.
Well done, Jack.
Thank
good
you.
Work, good work. There we go. Game over. Right, just gone 5-4, and that can only mean one thing. Well, it can mean many things, but the one thing I'm particularly referring to is the Sam Delaney thing. Oh, that's your other programme. No, this programme, Sam Delaney on the radio from 4 o'clock.
And that is the only thing that 4 o'clock means to most people in the UK,
it's true.
I think.
And rightly so.
I think that's how most people that map out their day,
yeah,
is around me,
yeah,
coming on air to tell them what's what,
yeah,
at 4 o'clock.
What's what today?
Poverty.
Yep.
400,000 more kids living in poverty. It's a bit embarrassing, isn't it, Cornelius?
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be. Don't laugh at the fact
you're very, very, very rich.
No, I'm not. I'm a millennial. I can't afford a house.
Yeah. That's not real poverty, though, is it? You know.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I'm not rich.
I can't afford a house. I want a house.
I want a second house on the coast.
Why can't I have a house? House, come on. Don't,
his parents own Bromley.
Houses. Doesn't really matter. This is poverty. This is where you really are skint. You're not just, feeling like you're entitled to a massive pile of bricks in the countryside. This is like not knowing how you're going to pay your gas bill.
Yeah.
And there's 400,000 more people living in that situation than there were 4 years ago, which is very embarrassing for all of us, not just the government. It's just ridiculous, isn't it? So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the... you must have done something about this out-of-date food today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you very much run that dry,
yeah.
But that won't
yeah.
stop me having another
no, and rightly so.
Yeah. And... What else?
I think tomorrow on the programme we're going to get Cornelius to eat loads of the best before stuff, but the after use by date stuff to see if it really is a health and safety risk. Eating it after the use by.
Yeah, I think that it's good. Have you ever done that also with antibiotics?
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't. I can't stress that enough,
no,
listener.
I really don't.
But there are, in most houses, if you don't finish the course, which you always should, but if you don't,
yeah,
then you'll find a lot of antibiotics in
and you
the
will
house.
Pop them next time you have a similar thing.
I worked on a magazine once where we did get a writer, I say get, it makes it sound like before, so it was his idea,
yeah,
to try out other people's out-of-date antibiotics. The idea was the readers send it in,
yeah,
and we had one guy who was willing to take all of it.
Wow.
And he took it. It was remarkable. His head went up like a beacon. I don't know where that leaves us. But it's just an idea, really. If you want to do that,
Cornelius
is up for being the guinea pig.
I'm not.
Then you can feed him medicine too.
Yeah.
We may as well give up on that idea.
Good idea, I think.
All right, so that's just a couple of things we got coming up, and there'll be other stuff too.
All good. Sam Delaney with you next. From 4 on Drive here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.